Oh yeah, Waluigi Pinball. Shit, I remember this. Why don't they bring that back in one of the new Mario Karts, damn it?
Yeah, no, the song rules. Which game was that, a Double Dash?
That was the DS one. All the Mario Kart music is so jaunty. You know what I mean? It's just jaunt. It's got that jaunt. It don't mean bun if it ain't got that jaunt.
I'm not sure I understand.
I mean, I understand, but yeah, it's, I don't know. None of the tracks stuck out as much as like some of the other Nintendo classics to me.
Well,
I
no,
thought
but
Seven had some decent music,
they're
actually.
just jaunty.
No, not Seven Wii. I don't know what jaunty means.
Well, like a jaunt is like a casual run, but not quite a jog.
No, I see.
Not quite skipping
No,
either.
you're lying to me, I think. I really only came here to talk about Moonwalker. The game's way better than anything they showed at E3.
I'm gonna be honest, I didn't play Moonwalker. I played it like once when I was a kid on the Mega Drive we had at the after schools club, so I'm just gonna have to go off of that.
I have not seen anything from E3 at all. I have been in a bubble.
You are
since.
Fortunate.
Yeah, you are.
So
yeah.
I have like.
E3
I have
was
no
not
idea.
Good.
Blah blah blah, Xbone. Blah blah blah, DRM. Blah blah blah, Sony. Blah blah blah, Nintendo.
So,
blah, blah, blah.
TV.
So it was basically like a little battle between
Xbox
Sony
just
and...
talked about DRM. PS3 did the exact opposite of everything Xbox did. Nintendo showed games.
Yeah. In fairness, Microsoft showed games running on PCs. With Titans.
Oh, yeah.
With
oh,
Titans.
I heard about that, about Backspace was... visible, wasn't it? Something like that on Battlefield.
No, well,
yeah,
battle
log. You could see battle log.
All
the stuff on the showroom as well was all running on PCs.
Yeah, there was a video. No, there's a picture of a guy opening it up to fix it, and it was just a PC in there, and you could see it like liquid cooled with glowing blue LEDs
Titans
to keep
that are
it
in
cool.
There as well, which is
didn't,
the best bit.
Didn't Sony get in trouble for that, like last E3, for doing everything as pre-rendered, and then it was all like stupid Sony.
They did live ones this time, though. You can tell, because Assassin's Creed fucking crashed.
It just hangs.
Oh my god, highlight of the entire fucking press conference.
The highlight of all the press conferences were embarrassing technical malfunctions. Yep. Like when the Battlefield trailer didn't come up for like a full minute and the guy's just standing there awkwardly.
But then,
it just didn't have any sound.
But then that's what really happens with like... games. I mean, how many times have I have to fucking reset my computer or reset my consoles because they piss me out? Normally consoles because I kick them, and PCs because I've got too much porn on it, but that's irrelevant. They shouldn't have those problems, but...
Install GNU plus Linux.
No, that'll just fix everything.
Yeah.
But I absolutely fucking loved... the Assassin's Creed guy, and you could just hear him just a little bit going, no, wait, please welcome the creator of Watch Dogs.
I didn't saw the Ubisoft conference.
I fell asleep.
Gowood. Hashtag Gowood. Hashtag Nagasaki Bot.
The Ubisoft one was probably the most cringeworthy of them all, to be honest.
Ubisoft is always cringeworthy when it comes out to its conferences. They always invite... weird people to their conference. I don't know.
Yeah, this year they invited a giant.
giant?
Talking about awkward conference, where was the team that they say, oh, we're making also Peggle 2? Wasn't it?
Quick little jump in the air.
Yay! You gotta admit, it's good marketing because we're all talking about it.
That guy was the best part of EA's conference.
I think because no one is going to be excited because Peggle 2, they actually tried to make it awkward or something, just announce it. I don't know, because Who's going to be excited?
Trying to make a joke out of it.
Who's going to excited? Who's going to be excited for Peggle 2?
My
man?
Dad is me, excited. No.
I love yeah, your dad. Me. Your dad doesn't watch these things. So yeah.
Yeah, but he's my dad's going to fucking flip his shit when he finds out there's a new Peggle. Seriously.
What the fuck is Peggle?
Yeah, I don't know. It's just some silly cell phone. Game. I don't know.
Because when I heard about that, they were like, oh, some guy, he jumped in the air, and then they only showed like 10 seconds of Peggle. And I'm like, oh,
no,
they
didn't show any Peggle.
It's a cross between Pachinko and Breakout, and it's fine, and it's lovely, and it's wonderful.
Oh, I'm going to Google it. I'm going to.
Yeah, it's, and it's really way more entertaining, actually, just because how stupid it is. E3 is just embarrassing.
No, but they have, like, actors, like people who've never played a fucking video game in their life on Spike VG. That's what makes
And they have them not just appearing as a cameo, but, like, hosting the whole show.
Yeah.
Hey, man, EA had Aaron Paul from Breaking Bad.
I'll fucking get to
Wait,
that.
What?
That annoyed me so
Wait,
much.
Aaron Paul?
Yo,
Aaron
Mr.
Paul
White,
was in EA?
Let's game, bitch.
What are you talking Mr. about, Happy Man? I didn't know that.
Bitch. Do the intro, Mr. C.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Vidya, the only podcast made from 99% pure bitching about E3. Joining me today, Evilogram.
Hey.
Funk.
Hello.
Happy Man.
What up?
Ibanez.
Leon.
Mike.
And.
Fucking hell.
Well.
Well, this is a good intro, isn't it? Moogle.
Hello.
Seth.
What's up?
And yay.
Hello.
Hang on, I just have to tell Ethan
I have
to
me.
Consult.
You didn't announce me.
And Mitchell.
Why?
I deliberately didn't announce you, Mitch. Deliberately.
Quick, your jibba jabba, let's start here.
So we're going to dive right in and start with Microsoft, who are probably my favorite. So the first thing they showed... Engadget thought it was Castlevania Lords of Shadow 2. In fact, it was Metal Gear Solid 5 trailer.
Go. Thought it was Castlevania.
Same thing.
Yeah.
No, who thought it was Castlevania?
Engadget thought it was Castlevania.
Okay.
For like the first minute.
Just because it said Konami and they didn't thought they're going to bring Metal Gear Solid.
Happy Man, you're the Metal Gear guy, not me.
I am. Okay, I didn't see any gameplay, so I don't care.
There was gameplay
of him walking with a horse. I didn't see any sneaking or anything.
No, he also ducked behind the horse.
It's like of all the games that you could go, man, I wish they'd showed gameplay there instead of cutscenes. Metal Gear Solid is probably bottom of the
wasn't
list.
Wasn't it all cut? You know, it all gameplay, man. I mean,
I actually like
the game is supposed to look like that. Like it's a movie.
I actually like the gameplay of Metal Gear Solid. So that is a point to me. I don't know if most people play it for the story, but
the story. I liked Metal Gear Solid before it started getting too science fictiony, I suppose. I liked crawling around stabbing the fuck out of people.
Remember
and then like robotic cows that like and shit like that.
Well,
I was like,
it's pretty
fair,
crazy to imagine that.
The robotic
Metal
cows.
Gear always
point.
Had that sort of sci-fi thing. I mean, even in the first one, nano machines.
Yeah, but nanomachines is a possibility.
Wait, were there nanomachines in the first one?
Yeah, they were.
They didn't take center stage.
We're talking about Metal Gear Solid. Okay, I was going to say about Metal Gear, because it's pretty crazy to imagine that at one point, the craziest thing about Metal Gear was that you can crawl around in a box. That was the weirdest thing about it.
Fantastic.
And now look at it's so crazy now.
Nanomachines.
Also, no, giant nuclear robot. Did we forget that bit?
Nanomachines are a possibility, and even with Metal Gear Rex, when they had like here, the whole point of him was that it was a mobile nuclear platform that could fire like fucking missiles off his back. He had like a rail gun, which was again possible, but like fucking Raiden is like half robot, half goat, whatever the fuck he is, flipping around, cutting shit up. That's ridiculous. Again, robot cows go, that really got my tits.
Raiden was 10 times better when he wasn't a robot. Fuck Robot Raiden, he's a lame character.
Well, exactly, yeah.
I mean, and even when they have, like, you know, it's a mobile nuclear weapons platform, they explain, like, all right, it's actually not technically a missile, so it fucks with a whole bunch of different treaties. Like, it was decent.
Yeah, it was a railgun, wasn't it? So it uses, like, magnetic
somewhere. Yeah, it just catapults it across the globe, basically.
Yeah.
And then there was Twin Snakes.
It's mainly that it's mobile, isn't it? That can, anyway. Fucking hell, yay.
Yeah,
dude, what is happening?
God,
what is happening right now? I'm going
the
down.
The giant
bees! The bees!
I'm sorry. I don't know what was that.
Killing me won't bring back your damn honey.
World of Tanks is now on 360. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no, it's fucking great.
Yeah. Wait, what tanks? What tanks are you talking about?
World of Tanks. World of Tanks.
Oh, I don't know what the hell that is.
It's a world, right?
Of tanks.
Of tanks. Yeah.
I read it.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. I think I saw a banner or something.
Future where everyone is a machine.
What's your guys' favorite tank?
Is there a favorite?
Oh, like
World of Tanks and Left 4 Dead. Or just in general.
Mine's Thomas the Tank Engine. He counts, right?
Yeah, he definitely counts.
Tank Engine, my wife.
I've been I've been playing a lot of Company Heroes 2 with Kyle, so it's the Wirbelwind Flakpanzer.
That's a pretty cool name for a tank.
I like the American tank.
The American tank.
I don't know
tank.
What it's called.
They only have this... one.
I remember
this
going
is like
to...
official name for the US Army tank that he is the American tank.
The American tank. A true American tank.
The only tanks I know are real tanks.
There's M1 Abrams. There's like the end, like the American tank Mark II.
That's just because the guy who drives it, his name is Mark. That's the only difference.
My only World of Tanks experience was at the Eurogamer Expo, where they had loads of terminals set up with infinite money and all of the tanks available. And I remember picking what is essentially the strongest, slowest tank in the game and running over other people's tanks with it. And it was glorious.
Yeah, but I
still
there's
nothing
that
they could do. Because I was playing not with people at the expo, I was playing with other people online and wrecking them with this infinite money required tier 11 monstrosity, which just is as big as a house and runs over other tanks. So
what tier do you unlock Metal Gear?
Well.
Or Shagohod.
These dials go all the way to 11.
Shagadelic.
But anyway,
Shagohod was terrible.
The problem with the world of a world of tanks is what sort of platform is it really? I mean, is it sort of first person shooter but with tanks? But World of Tanks suggests it's like an RPG. And if you're role playing as a tank, then you need to get into you need to be method actor and get into being a tank. You know what I mean? You need to dress in full armor, sit at the fucking PC firing shit out your mouth. I can't really see, in my opinion, the allure of a role playing as a tank.
I'm really confused right now, so let's move on.
Yeah. Aw, cutting off my joke of playing as a tank who's 14 years old trying to save the world.
That's a true story, then.
JRP Tank.
I was following the premise.
Anyway, yeah, what's the next topic, Mr. C? You're meant to be moving it along.
So the first X-Bone thing that they...
Do as I tell you.
I will. The first X-Bone thing that they showed was Rise, Son of Rome.
Oh my god! That game was dumb!
Gears of Rome. 100% quick time events. Oh my god.
Yeah, was that the one where, again, I haven't seen any, if you have any heard stuff from people at work. Is that the one where you didn't actually see any gameplay? It was all just you get knocked down, you watch it happening.
No.
What happened, yay?
Bees, tsunamis.
So it starts off like saving Private Cornelius. Like there are explosions around, people have their arms cut off, but I didn't see there was no feasible way that guy's like arm could have gotten cut off. They were just shooting arrows at the people landing on the beachhead.
So it was a Roman D-Day.
Yeah, it was Dover as well, which is the funny thing if you looked at the level.
That sounds pretty cool, though, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, they did this whole thing with Testudo Formation, you know, where all the soldiers, like, get up and they line their shields up, so it's kind of impenetrable, but... It's really boring from a gameplay standpoint because it's just hold your shield up, walk forward, hold your shield up, walk forward.
Oh, and I heard something really funny about the QuickTime events. Some people tried the demo there, and what happened was when you did the QuickTime event, if you pressed the button and like on time, then it would let you succeed. If you didn't press the button on time, it would let you succeed. If you didn't press the button, it would let you succeed.
Oh, wow.
It's unfailable movie. QuickTime events.
Yeah, they've said they're not QuickTime events because you don't have to do them and you win anyway.
What was the point exactly?
This is broken.
What's broken?
What is the point?
This is, well, the point is that it is a visceral and cinematic experience for a new breed of more mature gamers.
Don't say visceral. Fuck that word.
It's lost all meaning.
I've heard Catsman bitch about it too much, that, so
just
I
like
have to.
Synergy. Like, what does synergy even mean anymore?
And paradigm.
Transcends genres as it redefines them.
Dude, are you serious? Moogle just posted a link here. I don't know if it's a troll, like the Onion or something.
No, GamingBolt's a real website.
No, this looks like an Onion article right here. I'm going to read it off.
It does look like it, but it's not.
Rise QTEs complete themselves, even if the player presses no buttons.
To be honest, I think that's an improvement upon Shenmue's QTEs.
You know what, I agree. No, you know, the only improvement you can make upon QTEs is just not have them. That's the only thing you can do.
Yeah, really.
Well, I think the only game that did it well enough that I actually enjoyed it was God of War, where it's still QTEs, but...
God of War and Resident Evil 4 are the best.
Resident Evil, Resident Evil 4 is where...
I disagree about Resident Evil 4, because there's that whole boss fight where you have to press QTEs, and if you fail a QTE, you have to do it over again. It fucking sucks. Fuck
you
that boss
Krauser?
Fight.
You want Krauser? Yeah.
But really, the only game even remotely did QTEs right is God Hand, and it didn't really have them.
God Hand had QTEs?
Not really. Like,
it can't even fight it. It really well.
Yeah, your mic sounds like you're being enveloped by the sea.
That is the greatest analogy I've ever heard for a bad mic.
Yeah, it's pretty crackly.
Did they have to spell it with a Y?
Yes.
Because like Crysis and Far Cry, like they.
Oh.
I get it. Also because of Googleability, you can't Google it if it's just rice.
Right. Yeah, that makes
that's
sense. Actually,
cool. I know that.
That's just their thing.
I think about that all the time in titles.
R and Y is.
Are all their games
going to
have
thing.
R and Y into it? Like, what's their next one going to be?
Crisis Shock.
Well, I mean, eventually it'll be, as opposed to Call of Duty, it'll just be like KORL, you know, of DOOTY, Call of Duty. Just to make it easier. Because there are other words that use Call of Duty.
Cry of Duty.
You know, I'm surprised we didn't see more Call of Duty at this year's E3. I was really looking forward to seeing more dogs.
Which is basically the same.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No.
Battlefield. No, it's different!
There's no dogs in Battlefield!
Yeah, there's no dogs.
Where is someone I care about?
That Battlefield fucking demonstration was so goddamn funny. It just how choreographed it was. Like, they did, like, a panning shot of, like, the... It was, what, like, a 64-person match? And they're looking... They're showing, like, all the people, like, you know, sitting down playing the game. And everybody's just...
Waiting for their cue.
Everyone's waiting for their cue and, like, just sighting and shooting at just walls.
Yeah.
Although, I heard that one of the main reasons they put the dog in a new Call of Duties is, so it's the Call of Duty version of Clementine from that zombie game.
Oh, so it's gonna die at the end, like an I Am Legend, and everyone's gonna cry, even though
the
moon was a piece of shit.
Doggy dead.
Yeah, because it creates an emotional connection between that and the game. Except that Clementine from that game.
Goddamn shit bullshit. Fuck that.
No, the spoiler is that the dog was a ghost the whole time.
The dog is the ghost.
Too spooky for me.
No, you know what? You know what the spoiler is? Your guy dies, and then the dog goes and kills the final boss.
Oh man, last level is a dog. I'd play that.
Don't What's that say game that? Where you can It'll get a gun through which is a dog, and it fires out dogs out of the gun? I forgot what game that is.
What?
I don't know, but I really want to play it now.
There's a game, and you can make a dog a gun, and then you fire.
Oh,
it's got like. Is it? No, it's
probably
not.
What it's
Postal 2.
No, that's Cat.
No.
Yeah,
it could be Dead Rising 2 or something like that.
I'll shut up for a few seconds, and I'll try and find it.
But, I saw someone in Minecraft make a giant penis that ejaculates wolves, if that's what you mean.
What the fuck?
I don't think that is what he meant.
Okay. I just
googled dog gun and there's like 50 pictures of people holding guns to dogs' heads. That's not what I was... Oh no, or dogs with guns photoshooped onto them. That's not what I meant.
There's like the hacked version of Crysis 3 that makes you fire chickens.
Oh.
Yeah, that was on crack not long ago, wasn't it? Something like that.
Anyway, moving on. Rise looks crap. Killer Instinct is back. We'll be free to play. Game features gutted. Rape is happening.
And very few people care.
I know. Oh,
I don't think anyone's really cared about Killer Instinct properly for, well, it's been 19 years since the last one. So since then, I think.
I would have liked to believe, as a Killer Instinct fan, this would have came out nice. But I just wish that Microsoft wouldn't listen to Riot Games on how to sell shit.
And of course they call it Killer Instinct.
Oh really?
Killer Instinct 2.
What's interesting is they've essentially said that they'll give you one character, and you have to buy the rest essentially if you want them. Whereas what Riot do with League of Legends, I'm told, is that they rotate which person you have access to, unless you want to buy the others. So it'll be interesting to see if they follow that or if they just literally they just give you the one character and that's all you ever get unless you pay more.
I heard that they'll let you buy the whole game if you want to, or grind up or pay for individual characters.
I hope as part of the grind you can get certain boosts so your characters have critical strike and various stat bonuses.
They're doing that for Tekken Revolution.
I remember the game that has the dog gun in it. It's Fallout New Vegas has the K900 cyber dog.
Oh yeah, no, yes. I thought you were talking about a gun that shoots dogs. I know too. That gun. the gun that has a dog brain in it, and it like wags its tail and things like that.
Yeah.
I'd want that game.
I was surprised they didn't go like this incredibly corny route and just in the middle of the conference just play really loud over the speakers, Combo Breaker, and have some like new feature alternate presenter come out.
That would have been a little bit too cool for Microsoft, I think.
How big was Killer Instinct in the first place?
Not that
big. How popular was it?
Mortal Kombat was way bigger.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat like was bigger. Fighter. Street Fighter was bigger than that. Street Fighter was always the one to beat.
Yeah, that was huge.
Was never at that level.
I mean, Street I remember Fighter playing the first one, the Super Nintendo. That's it. And I still play it from time to time. I don't know.
It's alright. It was always series. That, though. It was always alright. It was never particularly well-loved.
You know,
good.
The best fighting game of the 90s, though, is clearly Shaq Fu.
No, it's Rise of the Robots.
No.
You want to play Rise of the Robots more?
Oh my Clay god, Fighter. Rise of the Robots.
Clay Fighter, obviously the best.
Cats, man, do you ever get bored being wrong all the time?
No. Oh. No. I don't really like Clay Fighter. God.
Yeah, that game is not good at all.
It sucks. I'm just amused by it. Anyway, next thing I've got written down here, Insomniac Sunset Overdrive, a stylish, cartoony parkour game with CG trailer and no gameplay. How long before it becomes grim, dark? Place your bets, please.
6 months.
6 months. There's
3 months.
Can I get an advance on 6 months? 3 months. The new limit. Can I get an advance on 3 months?
I don't think tomorrow. It would be grim dark. I don't think it would be grim dark. I think it would go down the killer fucking. What's that game you fucking streaming happy? But you shake the fucking Wii remote.
WarioWare?
every
you have like
game
a lightsaber
you shake
stick.
The Wii remote?
Like, oh, no more heroes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that game rules.
I think it would go down that route of sort of dark, but not. Doesn't play it as dark, you know, it's like sort
yeah,
of
yeah, that's a little optimistic. I'm gonna say it's gonna go down the route of League of Legends and just have a completely schizophrenic art style that like at times is like super dark and at other times is just childish and outlandish.
Also known as World of Warcraft.
Yeah. And I think like every single game featured at this E3 that is an open world with parkour, I think it's going to fucking suck. I'm fucking sick of parkour.
Mirror's Edge 2, Mirror's Edge 2.
All games do not benefit from open world. I'm sorry. It doesn't make every game better just to have open world in it.
But look at Dead Rising. Didn't you see Dead Rising? Look how much more fun that looks now.
He calls it an airstrike for some reason. Like, how is he doing that?
You can't use the airstrike if you don't have
wasn't Dead Rising always free to, I don't know,
it was always open world, but what they've done with it is they've made it bloom and brown. And bloom, and even more bloom.
Dead Rising is a terrible game, and all of them are terrible games, and you guys should feel bad for playing
it. No! I disagree with the statements and all it entails.
I've never played any
they
of
were,
them.
They were it's fun games that didn't take themselves too seriously, yeah. and you could have a bit of a laugh with them.
In fairness, it looks like from the previews that people are saying, people are reporting back, that the game still plays that way, and it still has a sense of humor in that way, but it might have been misrepresented by that Brown and Bloom section, which would be interesting that they chose to show that.
I know, but lean
on something else.
Too manly for humor.
Is it really, like, all that interesting that they chose to show that? I mean, interesting meaning, like, completely expected? Like, of course they're going to show off gritty?
No, I don't think that they normally do. With Dead Rising, they've never done that in the past. With Dead Rising 1, they didn't do that. They showed off a really colourful mall with all of that entailed. With Dead Rising 2, it was colour everywhere. And a man riding on a little girl's tricycle, pedaling as fast as his little legs can carry him in a thong. And they chose to show Brown and Bloom for Dead Rising 3, which is a bit mysterious. I don't know why they would do that.
If they make Dead Rising 3 more serious, then I would like it more, because I just find that a lot of the stuff you can do in the old Dead Risings are at least a sort of 14-year-old humour. Like as you said, riding around with a child's trunk and a thong. That doesn't appeal to me.
Are you alive? Honest, are you sure you're living? I don't mind it. Like, honestly, I think it's mildly amusing, and I would rather that than a dark, gritty, realistic game with absolutely no sense of humour.
There are so many.
Let's agree to disagree.
They're a diamond dozen, they are, honestly.
There are changes to the diamond they've made.
Yeah, but they're not done well, normally. I just like realism, survival, that sort of thing. Not let alone. I just got bored. I mean, I played Dead Rising 1 for about 3-4 hours, and I just realised that all I was doing was trying to escort people and just hacking through waves of zombies.
Yeah, I got bored of that game as well.
And, it's a consistent problem with a lot of the games that try to go just have that childish, really sophomoric sense of humor. Postal 2 had terrible, missions, but, it was still kind of, just fun in, a silly, kind of stupid way.
Dead Rising is really fixable, though. You just only need to add more things to do.
Pretty much.
Yeah. The second one fixed a lot.
But if you play Yakuza Dead Souls, it's pretty much exactly the same as Dead Rising 1, but with guns and Yakuza characters. Like, literally, the Japanese do it as arcade, so you get points for every headshot you get. But they respawn behind you, so you'll kill a room, go into the next room, you come back in the exact same zombie in the exact same position. And that just sort of... Arcade games have their place, but not with, respawning third-person games.
So on the subject of games with shitty humor, can we talk about the South Park game for a second?
Mm. Hashtag next South Park.
Hashtag next South Park.
Why are we raging at South Park? I mean, South Park's
fucking garbage.
You know what you're getting when you buy it. I don't think there's anything really to say with it.
South Park is occasionally funny or relevant, I think. But that trailer that they showed was... it
dire.
Was bottom of the barrel. It was hashtag, lower than bottom of the barrel. It was way below
Nagasaki
the barrel.
I actually didn't saw that trailer.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, that would explain why you like South Park.
I like South Park. I like South Park anyways.
Yeah, I like South Park. I like their relevant political humor. That can be
I like it when it's not just contrarian for the sake of being contrarian, which is a lot of the time.
I like it when it's just those weird, awkward childhood moments, like when Butters got hit in the face with that ninja star, and just that moment when you're all kids playing and then someone gets seriously fucking hurt and you just have no idea of what to do.
I mean, I think they're better more recently with their political stuff. They're quite quickly coming out, so stuff that's in the news a week ago, doesn't take them long to then Link got on that. That's better. I don't like their, their childish humor, poo jokes. Poo jokes are...
Oh, yeah.
A crap.
And the trailer was just all poo jokes, basically.
It was... Well, it wasn't all poo jokes. It was one poo joke.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah. The Book of Mormon was nice, though.
R.I.P. in pieces, dum, dum, THQ. Dum, dum, dum.
TH quality.
TH quality.
Yeah. Yeah, happy.
You know Minecraft got showed off briefly. Thought it looked like a CG trailer, to be honest. Wasn't convinced.
Weren't you guys amazed that the Xbox could run such sweet graphics? Minecraft, man, come on.
I know, right?
That's impressive.
You say Xbox, you mean PC, right?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, yeah,
PC. I mean,
that's the only feasible way it could happen.
Didn't they say those PC were actually stronger than the real Xbox One?
Yeah.
Also, all the Xbox One games were running Windows 7 at the booths and stuff.
Oh, yeah. They weren't even using Windows 8.
Also not Windows 8, yeah.
Mm. I'm not surprised, to be honest. If I was running any sort of booth computer, I wouldn't choose Windows 8.
No.
None of the clips in any of the gaming for Xbox One was actually using Xbox One. Was it all,
that's
all
the
PCs?
Rumor. Certainly because on the show floor they weren't, but...
Because if there is, that means you can't trust fuck, because...
You can't trust fuck anyway.
As I said, Sony got in trouble last time for that, and I haven't seen it. I don't know what they've done this year. I mean, what was the Sony part?
Define get in trouble, because we see most people
forgotten. It was blatantly obvious. Obvious last time.
Ooh, obvious.
And how was the, from the Sony side of it, how did they, were they actually using PS4s, or was theirs all just pre-rendered shit?
PS4 dev kit.
Yeah, it was dev kits, and you could tell that they were actually using it because no one could have planned, like, the amount of, like, awkward crashes during Assassin's
Creed. Yeah, there was that as well.
Who showed Battlefield 4? Sony or Microsoft?
Microsoft.
And EA.
I remember I saw some Backspace icon in the top left, in the top right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that doesn't surprise me because DICE make the game on PC first and then they port it over anyway. It wouldn't surprise me in the slightest.
But why advertise it? Unless they're just saying we are advertising the game as opposed to advertising.
Yeah, because they want people to associate that brand with Microsoft.
Yeah,
it's exactly what they did with Call of Duty. It's exactly what they did with FIFA and Madden and Call of Duty, and it's worked well for them thus far. So they'll keep on doing
it. All of the games they show aren't exclusive games. Yeah. They showed the Quantum Break that was exclusive, Spark, which is some worthless tablet thing, and like Dead Rising 3, and that was like about it. I think. I'm not sure if Halo's PC or not. I'm not sure.
They won't be.
No,
I don't understand.
Halo's only going to be. It's only going to be Xbone. I'm fucking sick of goddamn tablets.
Oh, they showed Titanfall as well. That's not coming out for the PS4, so that might be coming out on the PC also. It's already been
confirmed
for PC as well.
Oh, cool, Titanfall.
Yeah. Does anyone here actually play games on a tablet or anything? Because
I have a tablet. I don't really use it for games that much.
I don't see the game of gaming on that. I mean, who the fuck plays games on tablets? I mean,
people who commute, as an example, do.
I mean, they don't play games. Read a fucking book or something, Jesus.
People who normally don't play consoles or just want to spend the time doing something. That's the kind of people that play tablets.
Well, then they shouldn't make proper games with them. They should make boring as fuck games saying...
That's the thing, Seth. The majority of popular games in tablets are those kind of games, casual games. Yeah, those are the only ones that succeed.
Yeah, actually,
there are some
fun
ones for tablets, but they're very few and far between.
Candy Crush, isn't it?
I was actually, and this was a couple months back, like almost a year back now that I think about it, but like mobile titles, tablet and like phone shit is like still some of the top monetizing content.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about tablets and bad decisions, I don't know. What was the decision of bringing Deus Ex to tablets? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Cash money millionaires, that's what.
If you want to make money, you don't release Deus Ex in tablets, man. Mm-hmm. You release
Deus
it on PC.
You know how cheap tablet games are to make?
Very cheap? I don't know.
That doesn't look like
a little shitty tablet game.
Oh, I've got another question. What was that? I heard a rumor about space requirements for the Kinect on the Xbox One. That's something like if you have like a coffee table in the way, then that's going to block the signal.
They are the same ones from normal Kinect. I don't know. They haven't changed that much. Space requirement.
Kinect is always watching.
They said that they'd fixed it really because the original Kinect was really, really fussy about what you had in the room and what you didn't and how much space you had in front of you and such. Apparently that's they fixed that, so it's not an issue anymore.
They fix it. This is a coffee table.
All the better to watch you with, my dear.
So, while we're on the subject of Xbox One, had you guys heard about the Australian 17-year-old kid who got his hands on an Xbox One dev kit?
Holy shit.
Took all the information out of it, leaked every single bit of information on the internet, recreated the dev kits, and started selling them on eBay.
Holy fuck. Interesting.
What? Are you illegal? For real?
It is illegal.
Yes. But yeah,
damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
The police raided his house.
Yeah,
he didn't. Surprised. He didn't keep them at his house, did he?
Where else?
He'll be a 17-year-old. Where else is he going to be keeping
them? Yeah, but if you're smart enough with that shit to like replicate them and sell them online, you don't keep them in your fucking house. You like?
I really hope they get leaked online so like it's out there for people to find.
See, every single information about creating games and basically about the Xbox One is online.
I mean, they can't be that bad. I mean, it may fit security, but apart from that. So fuck Microsoft.
Yeah, he's also a retard because he's trying to blackmail or bribe authorities into not arresting him for a crime, which is in itself a crime.
So, what an idiot!
Just a complete moron.
He's just a kid.
How did he leak this stuff? He
must have just got his hands on it. They're PCs, aren't they? Dev kits usually. So
lucky.
Anyway. Let's see what else happened. Yeah, there was Project Spark, which is some boring tablet-looking thing. Yeah.
It's also an Xbox One sort of Little Big Planet creator thing.
Yeah, it looks a bit like that.
Presumably that's because Phil Harrison from Sony joined Microsoft recently, and he was one of the people that sort of got Media Molecule to make Little Big Planet for them. That wouldn't surprise me very much.
And then we saw Swery65's new game, about 8 seconds of it, I think. They're the Deadly Premonition guys. Keep an eye on them. But yeah, there was nothing really to see. It looked kind of comic booky. I don't know. And then we saw Quantum Break from Remedy for a while.
The woman's face looked so great.
And oh, God. They were like, now, actual engine footage from Quantum Break. And I was like, oh yeah, some gameplay. And it was just a massive in-engine cutscene. I was like, why? Why?
I'd forgotten how much I missed the entirety of this presentation is done in engine. I'd forgotten how much I enjoyed seeing that and how little it matters anymore.
What does that even mean, though, in engine?
In engine, not pre-rendered.
Not pre-rendered.
It means it doesn't represent the gameplay, but it also isn't as good as it could have been if it was just like a full-on pre-rendered cinematic trailer.
It's where they take bull shots from. Essentially.
It's essentially the worst of both.
Yeah, pretty much. It's completely meaningless for most people, and it also matters very little now simply because we've reached the point where graphics are the least important thing in a game, as far as I'm concerned.
People still care.
But apparently so. I was happy to see that lots of people were focusing on 60 frames a second at E3, and that was what got me, and that's why I... was happy.
Yeah, I'm more interested in it,
but it should be the default.
It should be the default. But unfortunately, because of stupid people increasing graphical fidelity while we were on, 7-8-year-old systems, it's screwed up.
My computer is kind of shit. I haven't played things at 60 frames per second in a long time.
It should be the standard. It's where you should be aiming at, realistically.
It's so nice playing like you are Mr. Gay at 60 frames per second.
Yes.
It is so nice because that game looks so good and runs so smooth.
It does.
Like,
I don't
understand why I have a better experience visually with that game than with most like PS3 games.
It matters. It's the same reason that one of the reasons Devil May Cry, the reboot from this year, just didn't
feel right.
Hit my buttons.
Art direction, motherfucker.
And there's that as well. And also the reason
that was the reason. Not everything else that went wrong with that fucking game.
There's not being 60 about. Frames a second matters in a crazy action game. It really doesn't matter.
Can we get done talking about that game forever?
I love the MC. Deal with it.
Let's see, what else did they show? Smart Glass allows you to buy DLC while playing the game. Sure is time to buy a Microsoft Surface tablet, said no one ever.
More ways to spend my money.
I am waiting for their goddamn feeding tube so I can just have a slush of Doritos and Mountain Dew
injected directly into your bloodstream.
No, just kind of like sliding down my throat.
Don't stop talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just again, the tablet integration was pissing me off so goddamn much.
It was really annoying me, and it's because everyone is half-heartedly trying to do what the Wii U does now. Yeah. Because they were like, "Oh, Nintendo was successful last time with motion controls. Guess really? We better get in there early and half-heartedly they're doing."
I don't feel like it was that. I feel like it was so that you could have like your blue-blooded gated community friends play while they're watching their horse compete in dressage.
Mm-hmm. What? Also, this is a thing. I don't know if you all saw this, but that is a thing.
When did tablets become a class issue?
Oh, yeah.
God damn it.
Dude, my parents own a fucking tablet. They own like 3 tablets. Fuck's sake, my mom owns a tablet.
They're nice little computers.
I live in Baltimore, so everything's a class issue.
Dude, Xbox One flavor Doritos? Shit.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. They're not Doritos as black as her soul. An old black bag. Okay, this also sounds like an Onion article. Mountain Dew Doritos team up with Xbox
Major
One.
Major Nelson is the PR guy for Microsoft, by the way, for the Xbox Live platform. So he.
All of this
legit.
Just sounds like video game The Onion. It doesn't sound legit. Real, but it's totally real.
Welcome to E3, where everything just sounds completely wrong.
Have you not?
And nothing matters.
Xbox flavor.
Did you not see this site that went up? Like the I saw day that site too. E3. Like
I thought that was a joke. I'm not gonna lie. I saw someone's having a laugh. Oh god, it's real.
No.
Oh god.
Why are you okay? Why is everyone saying no and being pissed off? Like, isn't this just like sealing the deal of okay, cool? It's it's just more reasons for me not to buy this.
Yeah.
No, I like Doritos. I like
I'm not upset.
Because
just
we like seeing companies run themselves into the ground through poor marketing.
It's just embarrassing. It's like. I'm not really upset with the Xbox One. I wasn't going to buy them, but I see something embarrassing. I'm just like, oh, come on, man.
Really? Like a car crash. Don't you just do can't that. Help but
yeah,
say,
this is like a car. Fuck doing a metaphor. Fuck doing a metaphor. They just had they have so much money that they can continually bleed out through like fuck ups like this that I just. It just
doing
makes
everything.
Me happy to see it.
It's also the knowledge that some people actually like this, and that some people are actually happy with.
Yeah, some
the
people probably saw the
that
doesn't
make me happy. That
website,
me.
And they were like, "Yeah, my two favorite foods are teaming
Those
up."
Those people
with Xbox.
Are very obese. I can guarantee it.
No, I it ranges. It ranges. Because they may be obese from just constantly taking in that much shit, or they may be just like those really like malnourished. Paled, acne-riddled Xbox One gamers.
No, I know a guy who eats like nothing but Doritos, but he like eats maybe one bag every week. So
what?
You know, so he eats nothing but Doritos, but he only eats one bag a week.
He eats nothing but really unhealthy foods like pork pies and shit.
But he only has Doritos then
once in a blue moon because he's a student and he can't afford food.
He only eats Doritos. He eats them once a week, but he also eats pork pies and other unhealthy food.
Well, it's still the point.
Picking apart my what was until then a watertight argument.
We're like Perot, motherfucker.
So can we talk about how the Xbox One is only going to be available in 21 countries?
Yeah.
One of which is not Poland.
And projected sales for the Xbox One. Is 5 billion.
That's not
Dude.
Enough for a new console, is it?
No, wait.
Projected sales five billion.
That's impossible.
When you said 5 billion, oh, I thought you said five million.
Billion.
Wait, how many people are doing
that's
Earth?
Impossible.
10 billion.
About 7 billion.
What the fuck? 10 billion. God.
Dude,
no, it's about 7. It's about 7. 10 billion.
Hang on,
yeah,
the population of Earth,
6.50, dude.
7 billion people. For that to happen, governments would have to like mandate like you have to have an Xbox One in your.
No,
home.
You know, I think you're trolling me right now. I don't think that's real.
Yeah,
but, like they can't be expecting 5 billion.
It was their first projected estimations.
That's not possible.
That's so just something Steve Ballmer
is
said.
Is this how many they want to sell?
That's how many they want to sell.
Maybe they have a profit thing, where in 6 months you buy it, it breaks, and you have to buy another one. Maybe that's
you would still be
do.
Having to buy like 6 per person. Not to mention there's like 4 people per household.
Over 10 years,
four of them gonna buy one.
over 10 years, you know, it all adds up.
Well, yeah, but also, I mean, just considering their desire to make like a global surveillance program, I think like 5 billion is a reasonable projection.
No,
because Panopticon.
Because the population in the whole of the Americas is like 1 billion something. So that's if every single person.
No, it's not.
Like Canada barely has 30 million.
Yes.
Well, Canada has about 35 million. America has just over 300 million. Mexico, I don't know what Mexico is at, but North America itself is
1 billion.
Also, bear in mind, they're not going to be selling them. Or allowing you to activate this thing in China or India. I don't know if you've seen this announcement where there are only certain countries
population.
That it's going to work in at release.
China's pissed because Microsoft came up with a better like surveillance program that people are willing to participate in.
Are they going to work in a certain number of states as well because of the amount of bandwidth it needs?
Because they're constantly sending all of your pictures back to Redmond,
Where is the Xbox One being made?
Probably China.
Exactly. That image, by the way, is where the Xbox One will launch. And where you'll be able to use it because you can't use it in other countries.
China's not even supported, though.
China's not supported. India's not supported. The one which is quite funny.
Well, does it matter? I mean, China, they just play like League of Legends and Dota 2.
Wow. What about Vatican City? I must know about Vatican City.
Nope. Microsoft had CD Projekt showing Witcher 3 at their conference, and the Xbox One will not launch in Poland. Which I found also quite amusing.
And The Witcher is like a point of like national pride, if I'm not mistaken. Like the president gave one to Obama.
Yep.
Wait, the president gave like the book or the game?
He gave the game. Oh my god, wow. Yeah, it happened. It was a thing. They really like The Witcher and everything that it entails.
I guess they just like titties and gore. Okay.
Yeah, titties and gore and folklore.
But yeah, so it's not launching any of those countries that are in grey on that map, which is... One of which is Japan, it's not being launched in Japan, are you serious? This year at least, this is where it will launch.
I'm imagining the Prime Minister of Sweden giving a copy of Minecraft to Obama or something. You know, our Prime Minister's a pretty big dork, I think he could do that actually.
Yeah. But yeah, so it's interesting that they're choosing to make their sales pitches.
Just from this map, it looks like it's not going to be launching in a single landlocked country.
Oh, conspiracy.
Right?
Xbox One always have to have access to the ocean for some reason. We don't know why yet.
If it overheats, you can just throw it in the sea.
There's a landlocked country there. I think is that Switzerland? Well, not Switzerland. Southeast of Germany.
Is it Austria?
Is that Austria? I think it's Austria. So not Switzerland, but Austria.
I could just barely see it through this horribly low res map. But yeah,
it is very low res. I do apologize.
So let's talk about DRM concerns. So the first one is games may not be resold without a huge fee. I think it's only like if you can like sell your games back, but in order to be activated on another Xbone, the person activating them has to pay a fee that's basically equivalent to the cost of buying the game new. Games may not be shared to friends for like
more than once, isn't
for
it?
More than once, or for like more than a certain amount of time, or something.
24 hours.
Banning from online games results in all your games being removed, and you can't play any of them.
Actually,
it's not strictly true.
Yeah, not strictly true. No, yeah. Major Nelson. He did an interview, and he said like, no, that's straight up not the case.
Yeah.
You'll be banned from like online components, but you're still able to log into Xbox Live.
It's like a VAC ban on Steam, where if you are VAC banned, so Valve anti-cheat, you're banned from any servers supported by VAC, and you can't play on any of those servers, which is pretty much all of them on the supported games lists. But you can still play those games. It will still allow you to, but you won't be able to interact with anyone else.
I bet there'll be a fee that you can pay, and after you pay that you're allowed back on.
No, so far they've not allowed that.
Well, that's my prediction. Bans
on the system.
Valve was considering that for Dota 2, but they dropped that because it's a terrible idea.
It is a terrible idea.
Why Microsoft are going to do it?
Major Nelson.
What he's led to, though, essentially, is people... people who hack on Steam try and compromise other people's accounts so they can just use theirs, which leads to a lot of innocent accounts being essentially banned and Valve just not caring for the most part, which is a shame.
When you say compromise accounts, these are the people who message you and go,
yes,
hello, I am Gabe Newell, please give me your account and I'll give you 500 free Bills hats in TF2. Like, if you fall for that, you deserve everything you
well,
get.
Well, there is that's why people do it, essentially. A lot of people will do it. Either they want to sell the account on and make money from it, or they want to use it to hack in games, because an account that they've used before has already suffered the ban.
Well, the weird thing is, people fall for this, even though at the very top of your Steam chat says,
do not
tell your password to anyone!
That's because most people are idiots. The vast majority of people who use computers, the vast majority of people who play games, are either idiots or just don't know.
Goddamn.
I mean, and it's a really good market for scammers right now, because you have you have fucking, you know, Dota 2 and TF2 items that are worth, you know, hundreds if not thousands of dollars. Like, it's
the tux. My tux is going to be worth more than me one day.
Hooray!
Yes.
Then you can use your tux to buy yourself out of Microsoft slavery.
There you go. But yeah, so it'll be interesting to see where they go with that one. I mean, at the moment, you can never ever appeal a proper Xbox Live ban. It bans your console until the year 9999.
Yeah, that year rolls around.
When that year rolls around, so many hackers going to come into the community, it's not going to be funny.
No, it's not.
Oh, man.
So before we finish, one more thing I want to talk about. Obviously, the price is absurd. $499. It's because it's got the Kinect with it.
Yeah,
I think that's added.
It is, yeah.
Bloated the price a lot. And, Halo wears a cloak, even though he's a robot. Why does he do that?
Captain King, you mean?
Well, because he needed to disguise his identity to summon the giants.
To the viewer. He needed to disguise himself to the viewer.
And Metroid has a girlfriend when he's a robot. I'm sure that Master Chief can have a cake if he wants.
Metroid gets all the girls.
And he's a robot. Oh, he can't even have sex. I mean, what's the point?
But he can't crouch, which is disappointing.
The new Halo is JRPG. Confirmed.
Oh yeah, it did look a bit JRPG, I've got to say.
Got like a third thing.
Halo Man wearing a cloak, it was all like ominous and stuff, and there was like deserts and shit, and so from that I gathered that the gameplay's going to be great.
Fuck.
In fairness, they know exactly what audience they're targeting with Halo, and they know exactly
the audience?
What they're doing. What else was there? There was Crimson Dragon, which looked okay. It looked very, very...
Didn't sound very good.
No, it looks very Panzer Dragoon-ish, if I'm honest, which it could be interesting, but we'll see how that goes. Game. And they showed Forza, which is their first...
They described cars like in the way that Happy Man read out an erotic fan fiction.
Yes,
it was amazing. Yeah. It was literally just like some guy going, I want to have sex with my car for about 5 minutes.
Taste the air.
What does that even mean? What do you taste
also,
the air,
we're apparently we're going to be able to feel the stitching in hand-stitched leather when this game rolls around, which will be interesting to see how they follow up on that promise.
Soon there will be next-gen ball handling. The hand will no longer be attached to the ball.
Oh, man.
It will be able to handle the
ball
freely.
Oh, God, that whole conference was just off.
Maybe. Wasn't Forza also the Drivatar thing?
Yes, that was their first showing of the cloud supported
the
cloud stuff, which the cloud.
It's always watching
cloud.
Always waiting.
Which the concept
you.
Of the Drivatar is actually really nice in many ways, because there's always been a challenge of making AI that behaves like a human being. It's one of the things that they've struggled with for a very long time, especially in racing and fighting games.
Yeah, I mean,
so it'll be interesting to see if they can follow up on that.
The point is, I just not like to see it wasted on a racing game. Like, there are much better places to put that AI.
I think that a racing game is a good trial for it, to be honest.
I think Epic Mafia is a good place to put that AI.
It's not going to work.
Can we talk about a different conference? Because we've rambled on about
which one would you like to switch to?
Let's switch to Nintendo for a bit.
Yeah,
best one right there.
Complete change of pace. Here's Nintendo. They start off, Iwata apologizes to Wii U owners who think they haven't gotten enough games. He's so nice. He really is very polite.
Who is making that noise?
The thing is, he's been apologizing since January, which is a bad thing.
Yes.
Okay. Whoever has the text signals, turn on push-to-talk. In fact, if you haven't turned on push-to-talk, turn on push-to-talk, everybody.
I reckon it's probably someone playing Animal Crossing.
It's someone playing Animal Crossing. So everyone.
So nope. Anyway, so they started off with a new Pokemon.
Yes.
Yeah, they've been here. Know about Pokemon?
I know about Pokemans. I could speak at length about Pokemans, but I don't think there's much to say.
I'm surprised
I'm
not surprised they're making them, because it's still the biggest earning cash cow that they've got, as far as I'm aware.
The Pokemon
especially in
audience
Japan.
Is like, it has a big overlap with the Call of Duty audience, I think.
It's interesting because even now, they platinum before they've released, so the pre-orders in Japan reach platinum, which is, I think, a million sales, isn't it?
If they combined Call of Duty and Pokemon, then I'd probably play it. We just have to shoot Pokemon.
The only thing they have to do...
That's Pokemon Snap that exists already.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very good, and they need to make a Wii U version.
With a camera.
And they won't, because that would be a good idea, and they don't do good ideas.
M16.
Dude, that would work so well with the Wii U.
They also got to do...
That's why they won't do it, because it would work really well.
Hey, you Pikachu.
Hey, you Pikachu. Yes, I wish to speak to my Pikachu more.
Dude, that game's retarded. Anyone play that?
Well I didn't.
But I saw it once in a shop. What was it?
It's
a game where
Tamagotchi alike thing with
Pikachu. You have a mic where you talk to Pikachu and you make him do things like collect things for various quests.
Yeah.
It's like Seaman for the Dreamcast, only it has Pikachu in it.
Shit, I love Seaman. Okay, we have to get that.
But yeah, it's interesting. The entire Nintendo conference was Nintendo being really, really ultra conservative. They didn't do anything particularly new and exciting. They just showed some games that people have been waiting for and then went, that's what we've got in the future. Thank you very much for your time. And then that was it.
Solid.
It wasn't any bullshit. It was just like games that people had previously expressed interest in.
It kind of shows where they are, I think, at the moment, because the Wii U is kind of flopping.
They do new cool stuff on the Wii U, they have realized that they have to, like, we've got to get a Mario game out there.
We've got to get something
Zelda
out there that's interesting
out there
for people. Because at the
I
moment, they have nothing.
I understand why they went with World. With, I don't know, what it's called?
3D
Mario,
you talk about 3D,
3D
World.
3D World, yeah.
They already
made New Super Mario Bros. Wii U. I mean, the smart thing to do was supposed to be something like, I don't know, Super Mario
Galaxy
Sunshine or Galaxy or something like that.
Exactly.
But
they went with another
Mario Party game style game. I don't know.
Well,
like, Cat Mario is finally canon.
Multiplayer,
Cat Mario!
Yeah, now that Cat Mario's in there, I'm not going to be able to sleep at night ever again.
Yep.
Wait, Cat Mario?
Cat Mario. Nyan.
Can't say Nyan, right?
What animal has Mario not been ever?
A turtle.
Oh, so we're not talking like the old Cat Mario troll game.
Yeah, that's what I was making a joke about, that Cat Mario is now canon.
Yes.
Blobfish.
Cyabon action.
Yes, yeah, Cyabon action.
He could be a panda bear, I think.
He could be anything he damn wants to be, because he's Mario.
Well, no, a panda bear, though, is actually somewhat feasible.
Yeah, also
The game looks good. I don't know what else to say. It looks like 3D Land.
It really doesn't.
I don't know. 3D Land on the 3DS.
It looks like New Super Mario Brothers with a third dimension.
I didn't enjoy that much, 3D Land.
I really like 3D Land a lot, personally.
Here's what makes the good Mario games stand out from the bad ones. It's about world design. It's about the ones like Super Mario Galaxy go, right, let's have an interesting idea for a video game environment and put it in there. Whereas New Super Mario Brothers is, here's the grass world, here's the mandatory beach world, here's the forest
world,
here's
the ice
world.
In fairness, this was one trailer that showed one level, and we've seen nothing else.
I'm
afraid
which is exactly
the way with
Galaxy,
you know,
land
you know exactly
world.
What it's going to be, because all Mario games are exactly the same, all fucking Sonic games are the same.
Did you just say that Sonic 2006 was the same as Sonic CD?
Yeah,
if you like that sort of genre, I'm not saying that every single game, but I'm saying the basic, all platforming games are more or less the same plan. It's a platform, you jump from platform to platform, you collect stuff to get power-ups. Yes, they are.
Super Metroid
is not the same way.
Metroid's different, because Metroid's
Banjo-Kazooie,
cool.
It's a platformer, but it's a collecting.
It's different because I like it. You heard it here first.
Yeah,
the hypocrisy.
But
I never said I wasn't hypocritical. I just said they're shit games.
If you look at Mario Galaxy, which is a fantastic game, what they showed off at the E3 that they announced it was basically the first level, the Good Egg Galaxy, which outside of the anti-gravity, not the anti-gravity, the gravity mechanics, has nothing to recommend it in terms of inventiveness.
What about fantastic music?
And fantastic music, it has that as well.
Which was missing also from 3D Land. And good art design, which was also missing from 3D Land.
I don't know
Land.
About the art design. I have no issues with what I've seen of it thus far, but what bugs
what happened
me is that
to Mario Galaxy's beautiful lighting effects? It was really amazing lighting effects in that game. That's all gone out the window. Everything is plastic now.
I've been continually disappointed with some of the directions that Nintendo's taken since, like, Donkey Kong Country 3.
That's not Nintendo.
Since Pokemon Red.
Pokemon Red. But no, I don't think I know enough about it to make any judgment.
No, wait,
but
talking about art direction, who actually likes the art direction for A Link to the Past 2? I think that looks ugly.
Yeah, it looks pretty ugly.
I also think it looks ugly.
Same goes for Yoshi's Island for the 3DS as well. It looks ugly.
Is this the Kirby Yoshi's Epic Yarn thing that they?
No, the other one for the 3DS. That shit looks ugly as well.
They are making direct sequels to two Super Nintendo games, and it looks like they're not changing anything at all.
That's interesting.
It can be a good thing. I mean, it looks like the Link to the Past sequel will be a significant upgrade from the original, like being able to move in any direction, some of the features they're showing off, and stuff like that.
I just don't think I know enough
about the
game to say.
The thing is, Zelda always have great art direction, and this Zelda doesn't look like it has good art direction. It looks ugly, man.
It looks like it's got new Super Mario Brothers Osis. That's what it looks like.
The whole deal with the new Super Mario Bros. Looks was that Nintendo said that they reached a point with Mario to where they were happy with how he looked. They thought he looked perfect, and they don't want to change that. And I can understand that. But at the same time, I feel like they need to start doing more with the looks rather than just keeping them the same. Just sure you're happy with them, but you gotta do more. Or else people are just gonna get bored. You're being stale, Nintendo.
Ironically, the new Super Mario Bros. Games still sell the best of any Mario game.
They do, which is the shocking thing, yeah.
Wait,
they're really popular,
asking...
presumably because they're really, really simple to play, in the same way that the original Mario games were really, really simple to play and get into.
And the original one sold, like, what, 40 million or something
that's
ridiculous?
That's because it was hacked in with the machine, though, as well.
Well, yes, so, but it's also because it was one of the defining games of its generation.
It had smooth scrolling, which was, like, a first for many people on platform games. It had fast-paced jumping action, decent physics. It was good.
And blue sky.
And a blue sky. And clouds that were the same as the bushes, but in different colors.
Cloud.
Let's talk about other stuff that Nintendo showed. Sonic Lost World actually
looks
kind of cool, yeah.
It looks okay. It will probably
actually
be...
like that, too.
Super Sonic Galaxy.
Yeah, it looks like they're trying to ape Galaxy a bit, I'll be honest.
It looks like they're trying to ape Sonic Extreme as well.
Sonic Extreme,
yeah.
There's also the 3DS version, which looks kind of not that good.
It looked okay.
Are they
it
doing
was 3DS footage, and I didn't know it was 3DS until I saw it.
It looks good for the 3DS.
I've never seen good 3DS footage put onto like a PC screen or something, or shown off a camera. I don't think it ever looks good until you actually play it, and that's my experience with my 3DS, at least.
Yeah, for me too.
What game is this you're talking about?
We were talking about Sonic Lost World, the 3DS
version.
It's
a new game for the Wii U and the 3DS.
So it's not one where you run along collecting a... rings again, is it?
No, well, it probably will end up doing that, but it's
just a new Sonic game, man. You're really talking about Sonic games are
collecting coins and rings and stuff.
Now, Sonic is the one series that I don't want to innovate, because every time they innovate, it turns up shit. So just make a fucking Sonic game where you collect a bunch of rings and chaos emeralds and beat Robotnik, and we're all fine.
It took them since 2000.
Innovation sometimes are good. Like Sonic Colors, it was the same thing, but innovated with the aliens thing, and that game was good.
As far as I'm concerned, it took 15 years for them to actually do a 3D Sonic game properly, which was, for me, that was Generations. I think Unleashed's Sonic sections were actually good as well, and Colors was apparently quite good, although I never played Colors, but it took them, 13, 14 years to get a proper 3D Sonic and go, okay,
and
we're happy with this is how it works now.
They can't really do the 2D Sonic so well anymore, though.
No,
that's
no,
a shame.
True.
Well, I mean, you're asking Nintendo to get out of this really, really comfortable safe zone that they've gotten themselves into. I mean,
oh come on, how is the Wii U in any way a safe zone?
Because they're still printing money with DSs is the thing. Ultimately, all they care about is how well they do in Japan, and in Japan they are pretty much number one at the moment, at least. The 3DS outsells everything by so many times it's not even funny. They have Monster Hunter, they have Pokemon.
Doesn't have any competition.
It's got the Vita, which doesn't really count. It's got smartphones, which doesn't really count either.
It doesn't.
But for dedicated gaming platforms, they are pretty much the only game in town. And that's all they care about, because as long as they do well in Japan, they don't care how they do anywhere else. They're quite happy to just go back to being a Japanese-only company, I think.
Do you not think that the main problem is that people compare Nintendo, Sony, and Microsoft all together, when really it's a two-horse race with Microsoft and Sony, and Nintendo is something completely different? If they acknowledge that and do it their own, something completely fucking different, and stop trying to compete with certain battles, then I'm sure they do well, because there is a different fan base. I think
they've been trying not to do that for some time, but
I think they should.
On the other hand, if they want to have a successful home console, they have to court third parties, and if they want to court third parties, they have to provide some kind of parity with the other companies. They have to play that game, they have to be in that competition, and their third-party support at the moment, while they've tried to big it up in one of their trailers, it's almost non-existent as far as I'm concerned.
Watch Dogs got confirmed for Wii U this conference, along with Screed, Batman, you know, Scribbles, that stuff.
I didn't know Watch Dogs was confirmed for Wii U.
Yeah, Watch Dogs is... Well, you think about it, it's a game about, like,
hacking
things. You can use a Wii U tablet for that.
Let's talk about the thing that really mattered about Nintendo.
Bayonetta 2, I agree.
Oh my god, her new haircut.
Yes, Bayonetta.
Her new haircut with her hair wings coming out of her armpits.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
They ain't
funny.
Coming out of her armpits.
I don't know how Nintendo did it, but I love they added Bayonetta 2 to the Wii U. I don't know.
Bayonetta 2
they paid for it,
good.
But yeah, it's looking really good.
You can play the whole game with the stylus on the touchscreen, which looks quite interesting.
You say that's something to be surprised at, but there was a one-handed mode for Bayonetta 1 as well. A one-handed mode. Bayonetta. I wonder what that's used for.
Mm. Okay, let's talk about the thing that really matters about Nintendo.
Wonderful 101.
Did you saw X? I don't know, but this new trailer really looked really good.
Yeah,
it looks like a good MMO, to be honest. I really want to play it. My friend that doesn't really like Nintendo games at all, I showed the trailer, and he actually said to me, "Yeah, this fucking looks really fucking good. I will buy a Wii U for this game.
It's interesting. Monolith Soft, I hadn't realized they were actually wholly owned by Nintendo in the same way that Game Freak kind of are and a couple of others. But yeah, it's looking good. Looking interesting, at least, which is more than can be said for most of Nintendo's lineup. Something different.
So we've been kind of dancing around the elephant in the room. I'm just going to throw this out here. Smash Bros.
What's that?
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know. What is that game? Can you describe it to me more?
Never heard of it.
I've never heard of it.
Well, it's about a bunch of brothers who smash each other. It's really fun. Okay. Just check it out.
They get smashed every weekend.
Oh, so it's Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid. Yeah. It looks okay. It looks like Smash Bros. Hooray.
I like how Bowser looks much faster now.
He does, doesn't he?
He's
obviously seen a kind of fact about that bad back of his. Got
he's
new posture.
Wii Fit Trainer.
He's probably seen her. Yeah, exactly. He went to see her, so...
There is so much porn of her. Holy shit.
What, there is? Are you serious?
Yep.
Holy shit, fuck you, internet.
My favorite bits about the Smash Bros. Reveal were, firstly, how the villager who was announced, the Animal Crossing villager, looks like a complete psychopath in every single screenshot.
I love his face. He's brilliant.
He's just, hello.
Also,
I'm
Fox's face is hilarious in all the screenshots.
And Mega Man looks like he's dead inside. Like he's,
I feel like he's
Capcom
just
taking
too
his
much.
Soul.
I know. I feel
they're
like
taking
he's
his soul
seen
from
too
him.
Much of
it
the
just
villager.
Looks like he's dead inside now, and it pleases me greatly. But yeah, it's another Smash Bros. We kind of expected it.
Yeah.
The changes
I'm
in
scared,
art
I'm scared of something
nice,
though. Like when like I that. Saw when I saw the trailer, it resembled too much of Brawl. Like they didn't add anything to the gameplay. Just
they
like,
have
new,
they've made changes,
new characters, new characters, new stages. That's it.
They've removed tripping.
They removed tripping,
like Mario 10 years ago.
You could say the same from Melee to Brawl, yeah. Nothing was really changed apart from new stages.
Wait, no,
new characters.
You can say the same for most fighting games.
The gameplay was switched really...
They did.
Extensively between Melee and Brawl. I mean, I tried to play Melee and then Brawl one day, and it felt really different, man.
It does, but you can't tell that from a trailer, which is the point. Trying to tell what the gameplay's like from the first trailer, which has so little footage in it anyway...
I guess we'll see how
I should switch it. I'm scared that the new Smash Bros. Is just going to be like Brawl, okay?
Yeah, I'm super scared of that.
I'm not, to be honest.
I'm what do you mean? Because I enjoyed Brawl. I never treated Smash Bros. Like Brawl was a fighter, though, so... I don't think that they need to change it particularly. In the same way that Nintendo need to change very little about what they do for the most part.
Brawl was like completely awful compared to Melee.
I disagree with that.
I hear that from people. Like at my college, people were just, you know, livid about it. But in terms of just a fun party fighter game.
It's fun.
It's great.
It's like Power Stone. It's fun.
Don't give a shit.
Power Stone is fucking awesome, man. That game is great.
Power Stone is awesome. But I would have no issues if it were basically Brawl in HD. I would have very little issue with it.
I would be very pissed off by that. I feel like
the only people who prefer Melee still are people who just play tournaments.
I don't think that's strictly true, because it is a lot faster, and that can be entertaining in a different way.
Faster, but, more technical, more strategic, all sorts of things. Up and down.
Yeah, but Sakurai that never doesn't wanted necessarily it to make be a good party game.
A competitive
which is what
game. He wanted it to be a party game. Yeah. I think tripping was just a big fuck you.
Did you guys try one?
Yeah, if I want deep and strategic, I'll play a real fighting game. I don't care about it.
But it is a real fighting game. And it's not unique, it's fighting game. It has its own scheme. It does all sorts of things right that no other fighting game does.
You can shoehorn that into it, but that doesn't mean it's designed as well.
Shoehorning into it, it's there. Like,
Chris really likes it.
You'll get Megabyte Punch or something to play.
I'm just happy about kind of the state of Smash Brothers, because it is. I know Chris is still going to be pissed off at this, but it's still a party game that doesn't bring out the same rage and antisocial tendencies that Mario Party did.
Mario Kart dude, makes me so mad.
Oh my god.
We're
going
to have to go to that next, aren't we? Both of those things.
Dude, just by not announcing another Mario Party this E3.
But they have.
They announced
but
Wii
they have.
Party.
They announced Wii Party. Party, which it looks doesn't, like crap. People can compartmentalize the experience. It won't be the same. Listen, yeah. I'm just saying, more than one person has probably died as a result of Mario Party in the past, and that's just blood on your hands, Nintendo.
Gangland shootings as a result of
blood
a
on
Mario
the
Party
hands
incident.
From the rotated control sticks.
Yeah, well, there's that
stigma. Stigma that people got. Stigma.
Also figuratively.
Have you guys tried the 2D Smash Brothers some indie people released?
There have been a bunch of those, like Super Smash Flash, Super Smash Land.
I don't know what the name is, I had to look it up, but...
I played a 2D Smash Brothers, but it was just kind of a text adventure, and by text adventure I mean just sort of fan fiction about Mario and Luigi getting down. Right.
Smash Brothers fan fiction is the funniest damn thing.
It also served this really well
I love
well
the fan
made.
Art of Smash Bros. As well.
Pikachu
fucks
Samus.
Who's Samus?
I think you mean Metroid. He means Metroid. Samus
is
his
girlfriend, Samus.
Why does Metro doesn't crawl?
Let's talk Smash Brothers characters. I got two things that I really want.
Why
first
Luigi
one
Gira him?
Is Groose.
Oh, Groose.
I really want Groose. I don't even care that he's just another solo character. I don't care that they have enough of those. I want fucking Groose. The second one is that I want them to reveal Ridley's silhouette tease at Ridley, and then from behind, and then you hear, "Too bad, Waluigi time." And then Waluigi walks out from behind the silhouette.
Yes.
It's just Waluigi in some really convoluted pose that he's managed to get himself into by bending
back.
Yeah,
he's like wearing a Ridley suit or something.
There's something I don't understand. Like, does Waluigi have an actual, I don't know,
no
character in it? Like, I don't know, like, Wario, like, you know that Wario likes money, right? And Luigi has, like, I don't know, he's a scary cat or something.
No,
what kind of character is Waluigi, man?
Waluigi is a cheater. He always cheats.
He cheats. Yeah,
see, I know Waluigi cheats, but I just viewed, like, alright, so Wario loves money, and he's just, you know, he's just like a conniving guy. I always felt like Waluigi was, like, the way too psychotic muscle.
Yeah, even though he's much ganglier than him, but he's sometimes more intimidating.
He's also
broken in, like, Smash in, what is it, Mario Strikers Charge.
He's the strongest in his trophy in Brawl. Yeah, he's like, so strong.
In From Dusk Till Dawn, like, Wario is George Clooney and Waluigi is Quentin Tarantino.
Oh my god.
Great.
That's a good analogy there.
No. I just made him into a character in Brawl.
I just want Gira him. That's all I want. I want Gira him.
Miyamoto has expressed interest in making a game by Waluigi where the goal would be to cheat. Like, you would have to cheat in order to win it.
Yes, I want it.
Figure out new ways to cheat through everything you encounter.
Screen looking of the game.
Good way of Waluigi platforming and such.
Waluigi doesn't just cheat, he cheats physics. Mario Tennis that he's in, he just swims over to the ball and smacks it. Swimming in air.
So he'd be playing Quake or something?
He's Princess Peach in Mario Brothers 2.
Yes!
Yeah.
Imagine him dressed up in Peach's dress.
Oh my god, that's terrifying.
No, they like pretend that they're revealing Peach, and actually, boom, no, Peach is gone now. It's Waluigi and Peach.
Waluigi's team! The entire cast is now Waluigi.
I'd play it. No items, Waluigi only, Final Destination.
No, all no items, but Waluigi has items.
Dude, what the hell? I bet you Waluigi's going to be like the strongest character in the game.
Only Waluigi can use items in a no items match. There you go.
Well, Peach can use items.
That's true.
Waluigi always gets, like, just random items given to him, even if
he always gets the Smash Ball. As soon as someone hits the Smash Ball, Waluigi's there.
Maybe Waluigi's things would be he'd have, like, powered down versions of the different items, like a slightly slower version of the fan for one of his attacks or something. Who knows?
Oh, and who else is not happy that they're returning with the Smash Balls? They should have gone with, like, a more standard super mechanic or something.
I like the Smash Ball.
I don't know about the Smash Ball. I can't, like, work out what I think about it. But in a way, it's like TF2 crits. It often makes things more interesting, but at the cost of
kind of focuses everyone's attention on it all at the same time, and you have to figure out what you're doing about it.
Is the final smashes, because some of them are utterly worthless, like CDD's Big Gay Dance, but then some of them, like,
no, that was pretty strong, man. Gordo's come out.
Like, Fox's Landmaster thing, like, just kills everyone on the screen at once. Like, there's no way to escape it. It's ridiculous.
I kind of feel that some of them are basically you denying other people theirs, if that makes sense. You use yours so that they can't have theirs, if that makes sense.
There's one Smash Ball that I really liked, and it was the Luigi's one. Jesus Christ, I don't know what it was, but I really loved it. But I loved it. I love how weird it was. I don't know.
Mess with the game, and they managed to make a code that could, like, if you do, like, 100% damage to the other person, then you get your final smash.
Mm. Oh, yeah, there's been lots of modifications to Brawl on the Wii, and on the Homebrew channel.
People who don't like fun.
They're for people who do like fun. People who play Brawl, the people who don't like fun.
I don't know.
I kind of feel like I don't need another fighter in my life, another serious business fighting game. And
but
I kind
that
of,
is fun. That's where
it is fun, but I have one of those already, and I go elsewhere for it.
And I have like a dozen of those already, and I always love having another.
I don't.
That's
I disagree. I don't give a fuck about fighting games, and I want to play some fucking Smash Bros.
Unless they're wrestling games.
Oh yeah.
No. No, because I don't actually play it.
Okay, that's true. You don't actually play it, do you, I guess?
No, I've never played that game. I just make you guys in that game, and then I put them on the stream. That's what I do.
Yes.
Okay. I know it has some overlap with Smash Brothers, but god damn it, a Nintendo wrestling game would be great.
No, it wouldn't.
Oh, come on.
No.
Well, Luigi would win all the time. It would be a good point.
There's already a rest. No, wait. Punch Out is Noe. Punch Out is Noe.
Punch Out is boxing, yeah.
Mike Tyson's Punch Out, best game on
the
series.
Little Mac, is in Brawl, or then the next Smash Bros. Game.
I'm just going to go into people. I reckon they're going to have a lot more assist trophies this time.
I hope Little Mac is finally a fighting character instead of a trophy.
Yes. That'd be nice. I reckon Groose will be an assist trophy, though. I hate to say it, Happy, but I think he's going to be an assist trophy.
Who?
Obviously, some character from Fire Emblem Awakening is going to come as a character, because there's a stage from Fire Emblem Awakening.
They've already got Marth, though, technically, and Marth is in Fire Emblem Awakening, so...
I really hope they backport some of these new stages to Brawl, like the Spirit Tracks one.
You will never see Geno or Mallow in a Smash Bros. Game.
They're also changing the way it works depending on which console you have, because the 3DS version has lots more portable game levels in it. So, like, the Spirit Tracks level is only going to be in the 3DS version.
I don't like something that Sakurai said about the 3DS and the Wii U. He said that because of 3DS limitations, they had to limit the rooster for this game. Like, maybe
the rooster?
Yeah, like, you mean.
Yeah,
the
like...
The rooster?
I'm sorry, it's my...
It's not his first language, man.
It's like the characters, okay? Like, they're gonna change the characters. I don't know, like, they're gonna put less on this game than...
No, there's not gonna be less characters. There's gonna have, like, 4 more slots, I think. It's not going to be that much more
Fair. Are you sure? Because Sakura said that because of the 3DS limitations, we have
3DS.
We have to.
But he
also said that the Wii U and the 3DS have the same number of characters.
Yeah, they'll have the same number of characters, but different number of stages.
Yes.
And different
stages as well.
I don't think they're going to have less characters than Brawl. That seems like kind of a poor move.
Yeah, and it's Brawl not had even... too many boring characters and clones as it is.
Yo, don't even talk shit, Dr. Mario.
I'm looking at an article here which says that Sakurai's actually said that they may have to reduce the roster size.
Oh no! They couldn't cram it all in and make it balanced.
I blame the 3DS decision to make the game for it.
Like, as long as this doesn't end up with us having another Meta Knight, like, goddamn, I have a friend who fucking always picks Meta Knight and then whines when he loses. Like, oh, guys, Meta Knight's totally underpowered. Captain Falcon's overpowered. Like, Shut up.
Captain Falcon was at the bottom of the barrel.
10-1. 10-1. Really. 9-1 matchup. 9-1 matchup odds. There you go. But no, it would be interesting to see how they go with it.
A smaller, more focused roster of characters that, like, are more unique.
Play part of them. It's the best version of Smash Brothers right now.
Nope.
I think Link is like giving is not going to be in the game because of the train. You can see him driving the train,
there's
so you can have
well, yeah.
two Tung Links fighting.
That didn't stop Injustice.
I think they'll take out what clones that they had, and they reduced that from Melee already. They won't have Fox and Falco and Wolf all at the same time. With the same final smashes and the same moves with different properties. I don't think they'll do that.
No, Falco will really be distinct.
I think they will go for real proper differences between all the characters.
Original characters with his own movesets were Pikmin, Rob, what else?
Snake.
Snake's not coming back.
I don't think Snake will come back, no.
Yeah.
I really wish that Snake would come back.
Captain Falcon and Ganondorf were the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and
no way, no. Ganondorf and Captain Falcon were really different.
No, they were.
They have the same moves with different properties, which means they're clones of each other essentially.
No, they're really different in playstyles.
All of his moves. Are
they may have different
slower.
Playstyles, but the moves are the same, and that's what we're saying. They'll get rid
similar,
of those type of characters.
That's all you're looking at here is the similar specials, while they have different normals. Very, very different normals.
Samus Naked also was, I think, original. I think it was similar to Shake, but I don't think she was similar to Shake.
No.
Yeah, Zero Suit Samus didn't have any similarities at all.
No.
So
they may also try and put
also all the Pokemons were original.
That's true.
Moving on.
They have plenty of original characters, but I think
terrible.
Moving on.
Yes.
Mario Kart 8. Is anyone interested in Mario Kart except me?
I am. I love the graphics for Mario Kart.
I'm excited.
It looks like another Mario Kart game where they put some anti-gravity stuff in.
Yeah. But the graphics, the graphics.
Also, yeah, it was the best looking game at their conference. Yes, it was Mario Kart. What's the deal with that?
Actually, at the Nintendo World Store in New York, and it's Mario Kart again.
Yeah,
that's all there is to say.
Well, that's good. My friend who buys Mario Kart, he buys systems exclusively for Mario Kart, so he'll get that and he'll play it for 100 hours, and he'll become so good at it that I can't even kill him if I stay in sixth place and get blue shells every turn.
I think Snaking is bagging Mario Kart 8.
I don't think so. I tried it out and it didn't really work.
I saw some trailer that it seemed to work. I don't know.
I think it's time based, like it was back in.
Since the Wii version is time based.
Yeah,
but is this sliding here?
Yeah.
Okay, the sliding that some people like actually, really, like pro were proing it, so they were like, I don't know, like speed fuckers. I don't know.
Snaking was never fun, though. Bunny hopping fun, but snaking as a technical movement is just stupid.
Snaking was awesome.
I would rather they put in something else that was like a technical thing that isn't snaking. I don't know.
Then why are you saying... Come on, snaking was incredible.
I didn't like it.
I don't particularly like it either.
Then again, I had an original DS with the massive D-pad, and it was kind of hard to do compared to the line.
That didn't help.
I don't know.
I didn't know snaking was on until I started playing Wii, and they remove it, so yeah.
Yeah.
I loved DS a lot.
I have no major issue with there being a really technical thing that you can do that makes you a lot faster than people that don't do it, but I have an issue with it when I don't find it enjoyable or engaging to do, and I didn't find snaking in Mario Kart DS that engaging.
I agree.
I found it was pretty engaging. I mean, you have to kind of like weave through the track.
I did snaking on F-Zero GX, and there you have to actually pay attention to what you're doing. So when I tried it on Mario Kart DS, it was just pointless. It was like, this is easy. Why is this a thing?
Who has speakers on?
Let's keep talking louder until someone activates.
Probably. Evilogram, I would say.
I'm talking on a laptop.
Yeah, it's evil.
See, that's something that Nintendo will disappoint me with every year. I'm always wishing for a new F-Zero game.
Yes, I
always. Yeah. I don't even care if it's just like HD remake.
Put fucking Captain Falcon in Mario Kart, man. There you go.
Oh, man.
The Blue Falcon wasn't the Wii U version. Oh, Wii version.
Mm.
But it wasn't the same. It's not fast. I want.
It's not.
I would
we
just be happy with an HD remake of GX, and that'd be it. That's all I need, Nintendo.
I don't understand why they're fucking sitting on these two great franchises that they've had since the 90s and not doing anything with them. Star Fox and F-Zero, yeah. Donkey Kong, why don't they revive Star Fox and F-Zero?
Star Fox Command on DS that came out,
and it was crap
recently.
It's not a normal Star Fox game. What did amuse me was that Hideki Kamiya, the guy that was responsible for Bayonetta and quite a few others in that kind of vein, said that he would be quite happy to take on the challenge of a Star Fox game.
Ooh.
I would love to see this. It would be entertaining as all hell.
Vanquish
as well. He did some of that as well. So it would be entertaining to do. It might also make the obligatory that they seem to think it is now on foot section actually fun.
Don't put an on foot section in there. God, did you play Star Fox Assault? Sections.
The thing is, if Kamiya did it, though, it would be entertaining because everything Kamiya does is entertaining, regardless of what it is.
They make into Vanquish, I swear.
Yeah, Vanquish is fun. Vanquish is funsies. But no, I would quite like to see what he would do with Star Fox because it would be good. Really out of his comfort zone, though, because he makes 3D third-person action.
He said that he really likes to make unique games where people will have fun with. That's the reason The Wonderful 101 is going to be all about fun, and he doesn't care about how many hours it really takes, because apparently it's going to be a really short game. But he said, fuck it. If you
if you like video games, you don't care about the hours. It's takes
you know
complete.
What?
He also said that he was more focused on putting 60 frames per second in than anything else graphically, which wonderful. Means that he is my hero.
Lovely.
So. Wonderful 101 also has 5-player co-op as well, which I was surprised to hear.
Yeah.
As long as the game is short, I mean, as long as the game is cheap and not sort of like full release price, I agree. Way better for a game to be short and good than yes. long and it feels like drawn out. And there's not much content in it.
Hi, Skyward Sword. You could have been so much better if you were only 20 hours long.
Yeah, those Silent Drum parts were kind of lame.
Speaking of co-op and such, is anyone else really worried that Nintendo aren't going to do anything with the online capabilities of the Wii U?
No.
Because
Nintendo don't care about that.
They never will.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of annoying, though, when they do stuff like Super Mario 3D World, and then they go, yeah, we've got this 4-player co-op thing you've got, like we had in the Mario Bros, the new Super Mario Bros, and everything else, and they go, yeah, we're not going to have any online multiplayer in it.
You know what, though?
Well,
local
Mario
multiplayer
Kart will, and so will Smash.
I love local multiplayer, don't get me wrong, but
local
if you don't
will
have
always
the option for it. No, absolutely, but if you don't have the option for it, for whatever reason.
I'm so glad
not
that Nintendo
online
is still
is
making
excuse.
Local multiplayer games, because it feels like they're the only one these days.
Yeah, no one's making except for split-screen shooters.
Mm.
Yeah, like,
and Nintendo, obviously. They're making it still.
God damn it. The Wii U. This Magicka would be a perfect Wii U port if that game was not buggy. Oh, come on. Use the tablet for fucking queuing up spells.
One player gets to do it, you mean. One player gets to do that, and the rest don't.
Unless an online play.
No, what you have instead is that one player gets to be on the gamepad and then fucks everyone else over. I'm just going to put a meteor down here, yeah, everywhere, where you guys are standing right now. There we go, and we're done.
I mean, I know the Wii U did seem like a kind of a step out of Nintendo's safe zone, but, I mean, they had to do something that was next-gen in order to, like, court third-party developers, but they're still Nintendo, so they had to have some kind of quirk to it.
I don't really think it's outside of their comfort zone, because it's exactly what they did with the move from the Game Boy Advance to the DS. They added another screen and went, hey, this is a great thing. And everyone went, fuck off, it's not going to work. And then it worked, and then everyone went, oh yeah, you were right. And they're hoping that they're going to do the same thing again. And they did it again with the Wii after that, obviously, and they're still hoping after 6 months of it being released.
The 3DS worked, but it was another slow starter. They're all
very
slow
much so.
Starters.
I think they're hoping for the same thing. What they
and
need,
I
realistically...
I think the Wii U is also a slow starter, to be honest, and it's going to sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, I mean, it's... I like that from Nintendo, simply because they do tend to go for the sort of slow burn.
Mm.
They have a lot of staying power, even with their oldest games.
The last thing I want to talk about Nintendo did was the Zelda remake, because I was immensely annoyed when this was announced. I was like, oh, it looks like shit.
It looks a bit better now.
They've changed the look significantly since the first screenshot.
Yes.
It actually looks quite
nice now. I
thought
they were, to be honest. It looked like alpha shots. So.
And not only that, but they've hinted that they're going to be fixing the pacing in the later stages of the game, that horrible pacing. Right before the final boss.
I heard the developer in Nintendo Direct, they said that Aonuma didn't like the way how it closed with the Triforce Surge. It said it was, I don't know, clunky. Mm. I don't know. He didn't like it.
It kind of just fell off.
It's interesting, though, because they already tweaked that once between the release of the Japanese version and the English language versions.
Oh, really? What happened?
Apparently they tweaked that. I'm not entirely certain myself, but I was hearing that was a thing. So, given that the interview was actually in Japanese originally, they could just be talking about that. But what they have shown already is like a turbo button that makes the ship go much faster than it would normally. And that in itself helps a great deal, just for making the process of going between the islands a bit quicker.
I actually like that that boost you're gonna get in your ship. You actually have to unlock it in order to use it. I actually like that.
It's a sensible tweak to make, to be honest. What they have said, though, is that they won't be adding the cut content that was sort of rushed before release, so the dungeons and stuff, because they've been reused in other games.
Oh, really? They've been reused in other games?
Yeah.
Now that is interesting.
I think I know which ones they mean as well, because there were a couple that were used in... No, hang on. I'm thinking of the wrong ones. I think they probably ended up being used in Twilight Princess, though, if I know them properly.
I do understand something, though. When they announced something about the Tingle Turner, did they say they're going to switch the Tingle Turner for that Miiverse? If they're using the Tingle Turner with the Wii U gamepad, yeah, and they're adding the Miiverse as well.
Yeah.
Because as I understood, they're actually switching the Tingle Turner for that Tingle thing that you will use with the Miiverse. Not Tingle Turner for this game.
No, they are. It's going to be the shifting it all onto the gamepad. They also are adding the bottle thing, yes, which totally isn't the soapstone from Dark Souls.
Which Absolutely I totally not. Think is just a hilarious idea, because
it's great.
There's nothing more that I ever wanted than to play Zelda and throw pictures of dicks into the ocean.
Yep.
To
say that's just pick a random bottle from the ocean. You're a faggot.
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Great.
That's great.
I don't know, but the Miiverse is actually a good thing Nintendo has made. Yes. I don't know if you guys have Wii U, but
it's fantastic.
I actually like going into the Miiverse and seeing what the people have posted.
Yeah,
great.
It's pretty cool.
It's another really encouraging thing from the conference was that they said, yeah, we're going to make the tools better so that people can draw even better stuff with it.
The thing I didn't like about that is that they're releasing a game. They're not releasing like a picture thing. They're releasing a game.
They're releasing
that if you buy the picture you make in there, then you can post it in Miiverse.
No, I think they also said that they were just
like,
releasing some
tools
as
really,
well.
If they really want to do it great, they should just, like, I don't know, update the Miiverse all those tools
it's
for
both.
Free.
It's both.
It's both? Oh, okay.
There's an update to the Miiverse that's adding, like, different sorts of, like, paint brushes and stuff and all these
colors.
Wii U trailer.
They were making Art Academy, which had those tools in it, but they then said that they wanted to give that a lot more polish, so they were delaying it, but that they would release sooner than that. They would release the tools for it so that people could make their own pictures. Has anyone ever tried Art Academy out of curiosity?
No.
It doesn't seem...
I tried the DS one.
Is it any good?
It's a picture game.
It's a picture
just
game.
Like, yeah, just it's just like... Yeah. It has some tutorials where it teaches you to draw, I don't know. But it's just like that. I mean, most of it is just fun of you. Like, if you want to paint in something, you just use it. It's not really a game in itself.
It strikes me as one of those things that they tried with the DS, with like trying to court the casuals and such. People that aren't gamers, essentially. Well, that's cool. Nice to see that they're expanding in different directions. So.
What would make me buy a Wii U is a sequel to Magic Pendul or Graffiti Kingdom.
The Magic Pendul.
Have you ever played those games?
I've seen them played.
Basically, you have a set of brushes and different body parts that you can draw, and you get to create your own monster to fight with. And
yes.
It's hilarious, and it's fun. If you really want to, you can make a penis that shoots lasers.
Yes, I remember very well.
If you give people the option to make a penis, will they make anything else?
No. No. No, no they won't.
No, they'll turn those penises into palm trees.
I made plenty. But people kept asking me to draw a penis.
It's the same as if you give someone a name entry option, people will put swear words in it.
So, yeah, but they're wasting the always opportunity as to well. Call their character I Say, to be honest.
The better version of that was, I think it was Spider-Man on the PS1, where if you put your save file name as a swear word, Spider-Man would come onto the screen and beat it up into a nice word. It's great.
That's Spider-Man's job now.
Beats up swear words, you know? But no, it's...
How the mighty have fallen.
What else was in Nintendo's conference?
That was about it.
The Donkey Kong game.
That's about it. Oh yeah, Vikings.
I actually was playing Donkey Kong Country Returns yesterday. Oh my god, that game is so fun.
It's very good.
I don't like it. I'm going to be honest with you.
I am disappointed that Retro Studios' next game is like... It's a game everyone's been wanting us to make. Oh, it's a new Donkey Kong.
It's actually a really challenging game, that's something that Nintendo games have actually like been losing for quite
Excuse
a few times.
Excuse me, Mario Galaxy, Luigi, Purple Coins. That's
purple coins. Yeah, that's just only one section of the game.
These are the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, I also like.
I thought DKCR was too difficult. It was just too difficult.
I gotta say, it's way better than the ones on Super NES.
Yeah, I like it more than the Super NES.
I still prefer Donkey Kong Country 2.
I haven't played it, but I love the Super NES ones.
It's a very good platformer game, DKCR. The problem, one of the problems is that they don't like adjust the number of lives you get and stuff for co-op.
So you run in there, co-op, you die, your partner dies, you get like one more try, and then you it's game over. Like, it's a ridiculously small number of lives.
I only having played it in one player because I've got it the 3DS version, I can't say that's been a problem. I consistently have like 40 lives or more. Because
it's a real problem for me.
Interesting. Okay, fair enough.
Oh, so not very good at it.
One thing that annoys me is
I'm good at platforming games. This game is just too hard.
I find that I actually have to focus on it, whereas with a lot of games I can put myself on autopilot and just breeze through them. I can't do that with the new Donkey Kong games. There's also the fact that I insist on getting every single puzzle piece and Kong letter the first time I play through a level, which isn't healthy for my sanity.
That is an unhealthy compulsion.
It is very unhealthy.
For Donkey Kong Country Returns, do they still have... There was a general kind of design in the older Donkey Kong countries that if you just like went balls to the wall, like sprinted through a level, there was kind of a path you could find where you could pretty easily speed run it, like everything would line up. No, you have to kind of take your time.
No, sadly, they have changed it considerably since then. It's not quite as speed runny. Although there was a very interesting speedrun of the Wii version on, it would have been Awesome Games Done Quick earlier this year, which was entertaining to watch, and obviously there are ways of doing it, but it doesn't feel quite as rushy as the originals do.
Nintendo. Nintendo, I guess you did okay. I mean, you're not Microsoft, so just keep doing that. You're pretty, like, no, regardless of what anyone says, they'll just keep doing whatever it is they're doing right now. So it's not really worth.
Which is fine.
It's not really worth critiquing Nintendo.
I don't feel that I have to worry about Nintendo because they kind of know what they're doing and they know what direction that they're going in, and that's
Nintendo,
kind of okay.
They move in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Sony, on
gotta
the
say
other
though,
hand,
they did better in 40 minutes than anyone else did in 2 hours.
Yeah, they had like it was the focus.
I disagree with that. I really like.
What, you think Sony was better?
Yes,
what games did they show?
Final Fantasy
Octodad.
Octodad. Oh my god.
Yes. Octodad.
They show Octodad. The best game.
Loving father, devoted husband.
Secret oh my god.
Octopus.
Oh my god. Did anyone else, like, when they released that trailer so fucking long ago, and Octodad just holds his tentacle up to the fish tank and the fish swim away, did anyone else go through, like, an existential crisis when they saw that?
It shows the power of the PlayStation 4 because the fish move away.
Which game did Sony started with? Wasn't it Infamous Second Son?
They showed that off previously at the other event that they did earlier in the year.
Let's go through the list here. So first, Sony played horrible music for a long time. Then Jack came on and
first,
said
I remember the first song it played was Daft Punk. I don't know. That's only the only thing I
they
saw.
They also then played Radioactive, which is I hate with a passion at the moment.
I'm glad I had to play you.
And so Jack Tretton came on and said Vita is just beginning its life cycle and announced that all five Vita owners buy lots of games.
Yeah,
and
true,
then he
actually
announced lots of ports of existing last-gen home console games to Vita, which was, thanks Sony, Vita owners really have a lot of faith in you right now. More Last of Us, blah blah blah, a zombie game is Citizen Kane, I don't care.
I think Sony has given up on the Vita. The only game they showed or announced was The Walking Dead. And
that
is like
a
what?
Game, but they announced
it's not it's not even a new game. It's like a 2 year old.
It's the only one we didn't know about already, but they said like, oh, the God of War HD collection is coming to Vita.
Oh, and also the Final Fantasy X and the other HD collections that they had.
Yeah, but that's the thing that we already know about, yeah.
It's Final Fantasy X HD, is it?
No, it's not
the
HD.
The only thing that they've really upgraded the poly count on is the boobs.
I think what they're doing is the actual PS3 release will be in high definition, although they won't have changed much in the way of textures or anything. But
they show a bunch of games for the PS3.
They did, which is good because it means that they're not completely abandoning their other platform.
Like Nintendo did with the Wii.
Yes. In fairness to Microsoft, they didn't abandon the 360 either, although there was the odd thing that they said, what happens if someone doesn't have an internet connection? We've got a product for you, it's called the Xbox 360. It's like, fantastic.
Bastards.
Well done.
Microsoft is doing terrible right now.
I liked how Sony's conference, the entire conference, was just do the opposite of what Xbox says.
You know, people say Sony's conference is the best because, one, they shit on Microsoft. Yes. Two, they said that it's going to be no Always Online. It's going to support used games. But nobody says anything about the actual games because they have zero games that anyone wants to buy, actually.
Now, here's the really...
No, I mean, they got Metal Gear Solid.
See, I actually want to buy a PlayStation 4 now because, one, I don't want to buy an Xbox One because it fucking sucks. And two, really? Well, two, they show three games that I really like in the conference. I really like Infamous.
How about buy neither and just upgrade your PC?
I have never... Infamous is not in PC, Happy Man.
You're thinking about the other Prototype. You're thinking about Prototype. That's what I always do when I think about Infamous.
Infamous
every single time.
is only a Sony game. Final Fantasy 15 is coming to PS3. Xbox One doesn't count because Xbox One sucks, so it doesn't matter. It gets ported to it as well because, who's going to buy Xbox One? It's not even supported in my country, so I'm not going to... I waste my time waiting for it to be released.
Also, there's this.
Also, Kingdom Hearts 3. It's coming to PlayStation 3. They announce it as well. It doesn't matter if it gets announced to Xbox One because it fucking sucks. So, those are three games. Those are three games I really want to have and play. And I think those are enough reasons for me to buy a PlayStation 4.
I'm going to get that PlayStation. It's not a thing. But someone rendered it, and I went, I want that. I want them to do this.
My erection slowly withers.
They'll do it eventually. They did the white PS3 eventually. They will do that eventually.
It looks just like a Wii that someone sat
on. It does, actually, doesn't it? It does.
It's a panel of
them. I don't understand the shape. Why did it went with a parallelogram? I don't know.
I don't understand that either. But, hey, whatever. Design is really difficult right now because if you like, you can either like copy Apple or you can make something that most people won't like. Black box, stupid. Anyway, let's actually. I think they should have made it like the Ouya. Let's actually talk about what they did at the console for a little bit at the conference. Okay, one thing that really annoyed me was like they took a massive shit on Microsoft, which Microsoft deserved, to be fair.
Yeah.
Made fun of them for a used game DRM. Online is totally optional. No authentication is made. Online passes disallowed for first-party games. And then they insidiously sneak in the announcement that to play multiplayer games, you're going to have PlayStation Gold.
I don't think it's quite insidious if they announce it. Really,
They snuck it in there.
It's a little sneaky because, like, they only said it like, and you have to pay in order to play multiplayer. Like, it was nothing.
Honestly, everything is completely status quo except for that. Like, that's the only change that's been made. We've had a net loss.
It's true.
I don't know. They're still doing the PS Plus thing where you get an instant game collection if you shell out for PS Plus, which most people will do now, I think. And that is considerably better than anything Microsoft offer. It's actually a good deal itself.
Well, at least PlayStation Plus is really cheap, like $5 a month.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And I mean, just considering the price difference versus Microsoft, I mean, that's... At the same cost, you're getting a console with 2 years of PlayStation Plus. And honestly, you know, I didn't consider that much of a negative. Like, I was looking at it, I'm like, all right, there's going to be... Where's the catch? Where's the catch? I mean, okay, kind of shitty games out the door, but, you know, at least Metal Gear.
They've also said that they're going to give PS Plus subscribers who buy the PS4, they're going to give them like that game, The Drive Club, that they showed, just as for free. So you buy the game, you get a console pack in. Because as far as I'm aware, when you buy one of these new consoles, you get a couple of months of PS Plus free with it anyway, I think. Okay. Usually when you buy a Vita, you do at least.
PS4. That'd just be a good way to bring people in anyway.
That's kind of,
just
that's,
good business
kind
sense.
Of good, but even all of that not considered, I think what they'll probably end up doing is say, well, we kind of want to court indies, we kind of want to court MMOs and free-to-play, so they won't enforce the plus requirement on stuff like free-to-play. Because like, it kind of defeats
the
object.
No, they said they wouldn't enforce it on free-to-play stuff.
So,
even
kind of
some of the MMOs,
anyway.
You don't need PlayStation Plus in order to play.
Yeah.
So I think they'll kind of go down that road anyway. So I don't think that it's a massive thing that they're now going to charge for it, because it was kind of going in that direction anyway. And they are kind of offering a decent deal when you do
it.
So
I mean, they're
kind of going, okay, that's kind of fair.
You have to give it to some kind of shit.
I still like being PC gaming master race and having free everything.
You have to give it to Sony though. Like personally, I think Sony has the best services and offers for their consumers. PlayStation Plus and shit and stuff they do.
But Nintendo right now, the only people who aren't charging for online, or at least the only console that isn't doing it.
Nintendo,
But the thing with Nintendo, is the lack of accounts. Like if you break your 3DS, it is. You lose your games immediately because they're tied to the console, not to an account.
You can transfer them across to another one, but it has to work to do that.
They really need to fix that quickly.
They do, desperately. And that's one of the reasons, presumably, why you're not paying for it, because you get what you pay for. You're not paying for it. And that's there is the secondary reason that there is nothing worth playing online on the Wii U, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, Mario Kart Wii probably had the best online of any Wii game. It was a really fantastic system. It was a really fantastic system. You could take two players, split screen, send them online, and they could both do their thing, and there were rankings and leaderboards and time trials, and you know, there was everything, and there was it had everything that you would want.
And then on the other hand,
communication.
Yeah, it was communication. But now you've got an inbuilt microphone into the gamepad, though, so that kind of
If they can do that again with Mario Kart U, but add voice chat, then it's perfect. Yeah. They don't need to do anything else in regards.
At least
to
it won't
online.
Be Mario Strikers Charged. At least it won't be that.
What was wrong with Mario Strikers Charged again?
Online, everything. It was all kinds of broken. There was the friend code system as well, which just didn't work.
Oh, I'm so glad they dropped that. If they'd capped that, they would have been the laughing stock, honestly.
They couldn't afford to at this point. I don't think they particularly cared, because obviously Japanese company, don't give a shit. But I think they kind of had to drop it, and I'm glad that they did.
So anyway, let's talk about some PS3 games, because there are actually several.
Really?
Yeah,
they started with
David Cage's latest piece of shit, Beyond Two Souls. That man is a cancer upon both video games and storytelling, and
what
I wish him a slow and painful illness.
He made Heavy Rain, Indigo Prophecy, Fahrenheit in Europe.
There were moments of Heavy Rain that I liked, but for the most part, I kind of didn't. I kind of thought it was okay.
It was a movie.
It was an immensely shitty movie with plot holes and terrible characters.
There's all of that.
Disguised as a terrible video game with a bare minimum of interactivity.
Mm-hmm.
The guy clearly wants to make movies, but the problem is he's not talented enough. And he's somehow found a niche and a budget in the world of video games. I hate him.
Nope.
So he thinks video games need to go beyond fun and that bullshit. He believes in video games, but he doesn't believe in games.
Mm.
He believes in software for game consoles, but not the idea of a game. Like, I'm very happy to admit that I play lots of games for the story, but there is a limit. It has to be an interactive experience, and it has to use the medium of being a video game to its advantage. Those games just don't. They just don't.
Just to compare with Hideo Kojima, who adores movies and tries to make movies in video game form.
But it
makes games, though, as well. So.
Yeah, with Kojima, he makes games, and he makes things that couldn't be replicated in movies, so that's fine. I don't care.
Does his games in, like, a QuickTime event, it's not a bad system. The Walking Dead did it, and it was really effective. It's just David Cage is a hack of a writer.
Yes.
At least it isn't Shenmue, though.
How you doing with Shenmue, happy man?
you can still do like adventure games, and I really really enjoyed The Walking Dead.
Fuck it.
I know exactly how you feel about The Walking Dead, Chris.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I bet you'd like it if it was a hyper competitive fighting game.
Or do adventure games is Telltale. They seem like the only people who actually are sensible and know what they're doing with it.
They're the only people who care about adventure games.
They also have. They also hit and miss, though. They're very hit and miss.
It's because I mean, I adore all of the Sam and Max games.
Yeah, they do.
Well, I feel like the Walking Dead was just Telltale learning from like a lot of failure over the years. Mm. Which is actually fine. Like I'm happy that they had so many chances to kind of get the formula right, because I mean after The Walking Dead you have a lot of people who are way more interested in adventure games, or at least games that put like a really strong emphasis on a decent story.
I think there is room for those kind of games in the universe. Mm.
I know.
So the next thing is they showed some car porn, not really very interesting.
Oh my god, that was when I took cigarette breaks.
Arkham Origins, which is really so lacking their previous voice actors, you can tell.
You can, can't you? Mark Hamill is, yeah.
Well, it's not like the earlier Batman games were good either.
I loved Arkham Asylum and Arkham City.
But the combat was so horrible.
I like Batman on the Nintendo Entertainment System by some.
All right, I'll give you that one.
We can play it on my Nintendo Entertainment System.
But no, I enjoyed both those games.
Because of the voice acting?
No, I actually enjoyed the gameplay.
Why?
The environments were very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's not gameplay.
No.
But it helps. Like,
well, no, I enjoyed the movement system with grappling and flying.
I enjoyed
the
stealth aspects of it a lot. Yeah.
They did some new stuff with the stealth, so I'll give them that.
And the puzzles with the Riddler were always fun.
Mm. Stealth, the puzzles, the unique boss fights on a lot of occasions.
But the boss fights were dull.
The unique boss fights in the second one, the first one was
the first
just
one,
kinda,
yeah.
Yeah,
those ruined the game, as far as I'm concerned, in the first one. They almost ruined the experience completely.
The combat
almost
ruined the game.
No, really? I enjoy the combat.
The combat was
simple.
Awful.
Really? I like the
simple
combat.
The combat was like the most retarded thing ever. It was a rhythm game dressed up like it was an action game.
And? It's fine. So, it feels satisfying.
But the point isn't the feel. It's supposed to be about beating the enemy. It's supposed to be about countering their movement.
Exactly.
You are doing exactly what it is.
All points.
But that wasn't what it was. It was a rhythm game. It was a gigantic fucking rhythm game where you press punch in timing, and then you press counter whenever an enemy winds up an attack. It's stupid.
For you, maybe.
I bet if you had a fighting game, you would have enjoyed it.
Shut up about the, everything needs to be a fighting game or Chris won't enjoy it thing. It could have been Devil May Cry, it could have been God Hand, it could have been fucking Zelda and been better. It could have been The Last of, no, it could have been Remember Me.
It could have been The Last of
Us. All of these what games are talking about.
It could have been Remember Me. Remember Me was a better combat system than Batman was.
Really? Because I saw Dumpstream in that game and the combat looked like complete ass.
Oh my god, I watched Dom streaming that and it was...
Well, Dom was playing in normal mode.
But it just looked unsatisfying.
Like Batman wasn't?
Have you played Batman at the hardest difficulty where they don't give you any prompts about what the enemies are
doing? Yes, it's the only mode I played it on. I only played it in hard.
Some of those animations. I like at that point where I hope they bring it back. They kind of took it away in Arkham City, but in Arkham Asylum, there are several points where you just kind of straight up kill people. just some un-Batman shit. It's like, okay, it looks like a harmless animation, but it's like, no, you kind of you threw
broke his
him
neck,
over
man.
A waterfall.
His neck is gone.
Snapping necks, throwing people over waterfalls into turbines,
throwing them into
and shit.
Poison gas rooms.
My personal favorite was in the few areas that you could do context sensitive stuff, like bang people into walls, where the walls would crumble as well. You go, I just smashed your head into a brick wall.
the game's all about making you feel like Batman. It just looks amazing. Like it's not the most challenging game ever.
No, that's exactly what's right about it, because it makes you feel like Batman, and that
shouldn't be about just making you feel like Batman. It should be about challenging the player.
No.
There are other games for that.
There are ways to challenge the gamer instead of combat. Navigating through environments and doing puzzles.
Yeah,
better ways to challenge the gamer than
the
pressing
puzzles,
buttons.
And the puzzles.
And do stealth things and not get your ass shot off.
And the fact that you can try and go for perfect runs on combat, which is where the challenge was. You go for perfect runs where you don't make any mistakes. You get every single one.
What's up? Are we still talking about E3 here?
No, we're talking about Batman.
Yeah, great. Can we move it along now? Because we've been talking about Batman for what seems like 7 hours. they announced 1886, which is like a steampunk game that has guns in it and a CG trailer with no gameplay. Made by Ready at Dawn, who are the people who fucked up Okami's Wii port.
Oh!
Lovely.
Lovely. Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Could be kind of cool.
You mean the people who put the IGN watermark on the on their box? You mean those people?
That load of people, yeah.
Oh,
really competent. I expect nothing but the highest from them.
We'll see how it turns out, I guess.
They fucking took a game about drawing and didn't use the Wii remote controls for drawing.
Oh, wow.
It was awful.
You know, honestly, that trailer was so unremarkable. I didn't even remember that game was at Sony's conference.
Yeah,
until
I didn't remember anything about it. I just looked at a recap of the conference.
Were there like werewolves or something?
It was unspecified. Like, steampunk, I guess, looks kind of interesting, but not many people have made steampunk games. But even though not many people have made it, it still seems kind of played out.
it could end up being really derivative if they just make it Gears of London, Britbong O'Clock, or whatever else. I don't know, but. If they could do something interesting with it, but I kind of feel that they're not going to because it was shown at E3, and E3 isn't a place where you show interesting, quirky games. It's where you show your Gears of London, Britbong O'Clock.
Maybe they're priming the market to see if a Nightmare Creatures sequel could happen.
Yeah. And then they showed Killzone. No one here cares about Killzone.
Yeah,
do they?
Fuck Killzone.
They showed Neck, which still looks kind of interesting, I guess.
It's a 3D platformer in this day and age, being shown at E3, launching on a new console. I was like, that's fairly special.
It looks more like an action adventure to me.
It does now, actually, doesn't it, thinking about it.
They showed Infamous, which just annoyed me.
Infamous
is pretty good this time around.
I thought it looked pretty interesting.
Well, the protagonist annoyed me.
Protagonist is fun. I like the protagonist. Because he's not this grim, dark superhero. Like, I have these powers.
I won't do what you tell me.
Shit. I would be interesting. I am interesting.
I will be interesting.
You better be interesting now, Mike.
Oh, fuck. I would be interested if they could actually make a whiny teenager into someone interesting. Into someone relatable. That would be a significant challenge, and I'd applaud anyone who actually made an attempt at that.
No, nobody's done that ever. Not even in movies or anything.
Does Lucas count, or is he more of an adolescent?
No, he's not whiny, though.
Yeah, but he's very, he's very unhappy all the time. He just, cries.
Yeah, but that's a bitch.
He was actually as hell in Brawl.
Goddamn. Though, to be honest, the plots of Infamous 1 and 2 weren't that great. So really, I'm hoping the gameplay will carry this one as well.
Yeah, I don't think anyone really plays Infamous for the story.
Yeah, the only good whiny teenager I can think of is Dean Venture. Not a video game.
And then the next
thing...
Now that
we're on that, why isn't there a Venture Bros video game? That'd be awesome.
Because they don't want to fuck it up.
Telltale tested the waters with Brock in Poker Night.
Exactly. Let Telltale do it. They have a knack with making everything into a video game that shouldn't be video games.
They made the Wallace and Gromit video game.
And that was so cool, the Wallace and Gromit. That was so cool. Maybe I just love Wallace and Gromit too much.
No,
there's no loving it too much.
I haven't seen Wallace and Gromit in fucking years, but yeah.
Do people outside of England actually know what Wallace and Gromit is?
I do. Well, Wallace and Gromit is pretty big in Sweden.
The only way I fucking found out about it was in 7th grade, there was an art elective class that was just animation. And so whenever people were done, doing their stop motion shit for the day, we would just sit and watch Wallace and Gromit.
The Dark Sorcerer tech demo by Quantic Dream. Again, Quantic Dream known for their tech demos that end up looking way, way better than the actual game. So
Mm-hmm. Really care. Supergiant appeared with Transistor. And then suddenly a fuck ton of indie games appeared, including Octodad, Mercenary Kings, Raise the Dead, Outlast, Oddworld, Galaxy, and they all said that their console debut would be exclusively on PC. In other words, they'd all be timed PS4 exclusives on consoles and wouldn't come to
PC. In short, PC games work on PS4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically.
I'm boosted for Octodad.
Oh my god, Octodad. How I love the first one so
Octodad
much.
Octodad was fucking rad.
I think it's really encouraging that Sony are trying to go for indie developers on their system, because it's what the console area needs, rather than AAA Cliff Bleszinski moaning about, oh, you can't have the marketing budget and the development budget with a used game market. It's like, well, one of those things has to change.
Yeah.
Can't it be the budget?
Yeah, like, if anything that allows for at least some innovation.
I want creativity, and I want more games targeted at niche markets. That's the other thing, Mike.
Well, and it completely allows for that. An indie game, even if an indie game, and by definition, you know, like, it can't be from a major studio, but if a major studio wants to do, like, a small budget niche game, just bring a lot of the talent and experience to, like, just sort of a little, you know, game experiment, that'd be fucking great. That's awesome.
Well, Valve still releases indie games, like Team Fortress 2.
Double Fine.
The joke is that they're independent, so it counts.
Double Fine with Broken Age, that could be considered, because that's a smaller, lower budget experimental game that's being released by a studio.
Yeah, that was that comment from Cliffy B made me very, very angry indeed.
Everything Cliffy B says makes me very, very angry.
It seems to be just troll bait now, but it's
I don't see why I should care about what that guy says when he hasn't been relevant in like 8 years.
Because he made Jazz Jackrabbit, and Jazz Jackrabbit is the shit.
It's not like he ever worked on a good game either.
Jazz Jackrabbit is the shit.
Shit.
Fuck.
Yeah, I... Ever since they took up People Can Fly, I'm just angry.
Yeah, they ruined People Can Fly.
Was that
Bulletstorm? Like,
Bulletstorm was alright.
Bulletstorm was alright, but it could have been so much fucking better. The fact that you could take cover at all in that game represents a colossal failure. It could have been so much better. The writing was great.
And now, like, People Can Fly are making Unreal Tournament games. Not Unreal Tournament, sorry. Mm. What is it? What's it called? Gears of War. They're making Gears of War. They made the latest Gears of War expansion thing with no number on it.
Thanks, Obama.
Fucking A. That fucking giant phallic patriarchy state gun in Painkiller is still my favorite fucking weapon.
It is very satisfying to use that gun. Very satisfying. That's all I really care about, is being satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hedonist man now.
Exactly. So, and then Square Enix came along, and they were like, boom, an explosion of game. And they showed Final Fantasy versus 13, which is now Final Fantasy 15, which suddenly looks like a spectacle slash game, actually. Mm. It looks pretty cool.
It could be interesting.
The gameplay looks very cool. You can, like, teleport all around. It's like Trickster style on steroids.
Yeah, I'm actually legitimately interested in that, which confuses me greatly.
It's Final Fantasy, and you're not allowed to be interested in it.
No, I'm not.
It's Final Fantasy, and it's not, like... It doesn't look like a traditional RPG or a traditional JRPG with, like, time battles or anything.
You know what, though? Final Fantasy XIII also looked good when they first revealed it.
It's never going to be Final Fantasy VIII, though, is it? Happy, let's be honest.
Shut the fuck up. Let me make my point. When they first showed Final Fantasy XIII, they looked very different. Then they changed it, so don't get your hopes up.
They changed it from what was a standard sort of time-based battle mechanic into the auto battle.
Fuck that
sewage that it is now.
Yeah.
But people have showed their disdain for that, so I'm pretty sure they're going to stick to their guns.
I think Square Enix have possibly listened to it. The fact that it was just really disappointing.
You know, the Japanese people fucking love that game, so they might just do something like that.
They like the characters. They don't. They didn't like the game itself, though.
Yeah, but
it got panned. Review-wise, it got panned by the people that could pan it. The people that weren't paid off by Square Enix, they panned it pretty heavily.
Contrarily, like Square Enix, no doubt has gotten like a lot of positive feedback from just the little that they showed of Final Fantasy 15. So I don't imagine they're gonna like change ships midstream now.
I wouldn't put it past them.
I wouldn't put it past them either. But then again, they were also responsible for publishing Deus Ex, weren't they?
True. But they seem to be better at publishing than they are at developing these days.
I don't know.
Like, just let Western developers get on with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, is anyone worried about the new Thief game?
I am.
Everyone is.
I think everyone's
worried. Beyond worried. They're 20 XP headshot.
You mean 5-4-F? You mean, is that what you mean?
4-4-F.
No.
You see. Right,
you say it right, the fourth.
Here's the thing about it, right? I was a huge Deus Ex fan, and I was watching the development of Human Revolution, and all the time I was going, "This is going to be shit. Looks nothing like the original Deus Ex. It's going to be a
hard ass Deus Ex Call of Duty."
And then it was released, and everyone goes, "Oh my god, it's the best thing ever!" And so I'm sitting here, having not played the original Thief games, and all the people who played the original Thief games are going, "Oh my god, it's going to be shit. It's going to be the worst game. It looks something like the original Thief." And I it's the exact same thing happening again.
I don't think so, dude.
It doesn't help that they said they specifically wanted to make it darker and edgier. They actually went out to say that.
Take out features. Like, the light gem used to, like, gradiate between the light level that you're in. Like, it would tell, like, between total darkness and total lightness. It would be, like, a range in between there. And, like, depending on how far away you were from the light, you would be more easily seen, or more it would be more difficult to see you. And they just completely removed that. The light gem now just turns on and off, depending whether you're in the light or not.
Oh, God, Manhunt lighting. I mean, God. I loved Manhunt, but that was, like, the dumbest fucking light stealth system you can imagine. Just, you're in the shadow of a building, and you could be completely outlined. Someone could be standing right next to you, but you're technically in darkness, so you're invisible. Like, the original Thief had so many, like, little quirks. Like, if you had your sword out, it would like, glint off the light, so you'd be a little bit more visible.
Thief did it really well all along, and I'm really worried about the new one. Just, like, they appear to be removing a lot of the older features. They're adding all sorts of unnecessary stuff, like focus, but they're like, "Oh, no, you can turn all this off, you can turn all this off." I'm like, why do you put it in the game?
Even if they say it's not obligatory to have it on and you can turn it off, they design the game around you having it.
Yeah.
Which is the issue. I don't mind those things being optional. I don't mind them being present, provided that the game isn't designed around them, but it will be. Because there are people who actually want that kind of game and experience, and I can understand that.
Yeah. But you end up with the same thing that Dishonored did, because Dishonored, it dumbed everything down for idiots, and it didn't satisfy the, crowd that wanted, didn't satisfy the Thief crowd, and it didn't satisfy the wider mainstream audience. It was a sales failure.
Which
what
sucks.
What happened to Dishonored, actually? I don't recall what happened. Was it successful? Was it...
No.
Hold
on, let me check up on that.
And so, then they showed Kingdom Hearts 3.
That they did.
And let's move on.
Also, Final Fantasy 14 is coming to PlayStation 4.
Oh, yeah.
The terrible MMO.
That's the MMO one that no one played a week after release.
The one which they've had to remake from the ground up, you mean?
I remember Sanjuaro played that, and he just spent the whole time fishing, I think.
Yep.
Oh,
I played it before it went to shit.
Well, I guess Animal Crossing people will like it if it's got fishing in it.
I like Animal Crossing, and it looks like garbage.
I'm a little late on this, but yeah, no, actually, Dishonored sold pretty well, and it was critically. Let's see, in the week before its release, it was the third best selling game on Steam based on pre-orders, first week of sales. Dishonored became second best selling in UK.
Yeah, it
North
was big
America,
in this country. I don't know.
Yeah, North America moved about 500,000 physical units, beat Pokemon Black, Resident Evil 6.
Damn. Well, I guess I got that wrong.
Yeah.
I guess besides
it did pretty well.
Off.
So, I didn't play it more to sort of cement my opinion on it, but what I played made me think, okay, well, this is in the vein of sort of old FPS, where you had an area to explore and stuff to do, and it was, okay, fair enough.
It's completely just a thief. But the trouble was, is that first, the stealth, it wasn't quite as good as like other stealth games have been before. Like, they didn't, there was a lot of things missing stealth-wise that they could have had, like routines for like checking around places, route planning for the enemies and stuff. And the lethal side of things, every single weapon that you had was overpowered. Like, the gun, the regular old gun was overpowered. And yeah, it was just kind of like completely challengeless.
What I liked, what pissed me off is that you can sneak around dogs. If you've ever been to a friend's house, like, where they have a dog, like, it's like flipping out before you even fucking walk in the door. Like,
dogs know everything.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
They're just omniscient. But really stupid at the same time. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. It's why it makes such a compelling character for Call of Duty.
Yeah, I'm buying Call of Duty.
Next generation dog.
He's someone you care about.
They had a next generation dog in the Thief demo, they said.
But yeah, it's not someone I care about.
So,
it's not a cult dog. It's not a cult dog.
Call of Duty dog was taken from actual dogs.
Actual
he
dogs,
is an
you know?
Actual dog. He's a digitized real dog.
That's what they're using the cloud to transmit
from
the personality
everything from
of an actual dog.
His ears to the scars on his nose.
The dog is in the cloud now. He no longer has a physical form. Yeah. He has transcended physical forms. Anyway, then after that they showed Screed and the demo crashed, which was amusing.
awesome. I like to think that Watch Dogs hacked it.
It looked very scripted, definitely. But I guess if you like the previous 18 Assassin's Creed games, then you'll buy this one regardless of whether it's good or not.
Assassin's Creed.
And then they showed Watch Dogs again, and it still looks interesting. I mean, it's not new or a big surprise like it was last time, but they're still like hacking and suspense and sneaking away from police and driving around, and it just looks rather enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Though so, the close... Go ahead.
No, I was... did you guys talk about Ubisoft yet?
No,
well, not yet.
God damn it! I thought you guys did it while I was gone, so I wouldn't have to listen. But now we
we're
have to talk about that stupid bullshit.
We're kind of talking about Ubisoft, but we're talking about Watch Dogs. It's I am like somewhat reserved. I definitely like the premise. I like you know the interactivity of the world, but the closer it gets to release, the more. I'm not gonna like lose my shit and get overhyped about it because
oh it's definitely a pirate rather than a pre-order.
Oh yeah,
it's probably not gonna be as open as them they're saying. There's no way.
Oh yeah, every open world game like you see what they show off in the tech demo, and it's like this one little section of the city that has like a million little shits you can do, and the rest of it's just bland as hell.
Oh, yeah. I am, however, very annoyed. Have you seen that picture that compares the actual screen from the game to a bull shot that they released? And, like, the bull shot's got, like, depth of field and really fancy lighting and reflections and particles everywhere and all this crazy physics happening, and the actual game's just, like, a texture.
I'd really love to have, like, just a huge collection, like a wall filled with those bull shots compared to the actual games.
Like, I really, really hate that. I really do. I don't know why they're allowed to do it.
I want to make, like, an article on... I think Adam's actually making an article
on
it.
Yeah, Adam's writing an article on bullshots and CG trailers and all that shit right now. Can't wait.
Me neither. I'm hoping to supply him.
And then they showed LeBron James, which is French for LeBron James, talking to a CG version of himself, and it was funny. And then sports was over.
So did he rape?
Wait,
himself?
Was that the bebop poetry? No,
no, no, no. That was EA, and that was horrible.
Oh, I see. We'd already talked about that.
Ubisoft just had like a 15-second clip of LeBron James talking to LeBron James, and they didn't actually show any basketball. So I actually liked it.
I forgot to mention that the EA reference. I wanted to talk about the UFC fighters because
please do.
Those guys were so great. That one guy who was like, man, I was gonna fight this guy, and he was a wrestler, and he was gonna wrestle me, and he's gonna take me down, but I saw through him, and I took him down before he could take me down.
And I killed him!
That is my strategy. My strategy is never to lose. Like, what are you talking about? Like, it's kind of understandable, like, considering how much these guys get punched in the head, but, you know, still pretty great.
But don't make them speak. Fighting is first sport. We all love fighting each other.
Fighting
as
is in our DNA.
People, we will fight.
Sounds like some Kojima shit right there.
Yeah.
Get that guy. Those guys right sounded like MGS.
Yeah, they sounded like Metal Gear villains, except not eloquent in any way. Just really dumb guys.
Yoshida-san is actually pretty kawaii. He is a
gorgeous man.
The Elder Scrolls Online on PS4. In other news, good games on PS4 as well. Mad Max game, CG trailer. We can't really say anything about it. It's literally just a CG trailer with like a little announcement.
I'd like them to just reskin Fallout 3 or something.
Yeah.
Just, yeah,
and then shitting on Microsoft, which we've talked about, £349 and $399. Where is that extra $100 or so dollars that we UK people are coming from? Because it's buying.
That could be the pre-tax.
It's not VAT or anything. You mean the US one is the pre-tax?
I mean, the US
figure.
One could be pre-tax. There is a habit of people doing that when they announce prices.
It might be that, actually.
We always have to take that into account.
That's
here.
Much cheaper than the bone, so that's good. And then Bungie's Destiny. What do you guys think about that?
It looked a bit like Borderlands mixed with Halo, which is kind of what I didn't expect the Borderlands when I expected the Halo. So
I liked it. I was impressed.
And I mean, it's not a first-person shooter.
I liked what I saw.
I liked the premise behind Borderlands, like a first-person shooter game with loot. Yeah. But the execution was horrible.
No, I didn't find Borderlands that fun either.
I mean, I've always had this problem with Bungie's games where they've felt a bit slow and cumbersome and clunky.
Oh,
but
yes.
On the other hand, it's probably like if the shooting's better than Borderlands and the story's not annoying like Borderlands.
It's another fucking console shooter. Why would it be any better?
It looked like an MMO. I thought it was an MMO.
It's not an MMO,
but it has like elements of MMOs where like you can have events that happen and real and like people from come all into one place and do something. I don't know.
It seems to have the elements of a Bungie game, which I look for, which are big, great, big skyboxes, which look beautiful, great orchestral score, and really interesting weapons. That's what Bungie games are for me.
Interesting weapons?
Yeah, Halo 1 had some cool-ass weapons, man.
Meh.
There
are plenty of interesting things about that demo that they showed, but it's too early to tell. What I do like is, again, it was running at 60 frames a second, which is encouraging because Halo is classically always run at 30 frames a second, which is a bit of a problem if you're going to make a shooting game that requires fast-paced reactions and such.
I couldn't play Quake at 30 frames per second. It'd be impossible.
No, it's nasty. But it's part of that trend that they seem to be going towards for 60 frames a second on
consoles.
It's an encouraging trend which will feed through back onto the PC side as well, because games will be designed around being played at 60 frames a second, which is a good thing.
Yeah, like fucking Fable on PC, where like some things will run at 30 frames per second and some things will run at 15.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, you're playing physics that's running at half the frame rate of the rest of the game.
Yes.
It looks like shit.
It's a good thing. But yeah, it will be interesting to see how that one turns out. A loot-based shooting game, I could get in for some of that.
Yeah,
if it's engaging. We'll see.
That I could certainly get behind it, especially if it's like Borderlands, just without all the references and stuff that generally turn me away to it.
And as long as there's no critical strike.
Incredibly boring fetch quest missions, copy-paste areas over and over, high Borderlands, by Borderlands.
I'd be fine with a sort of Fantasy Star Online take on it, where the area changes a little bit, but you get the same kind of experience every time.
With the Destiny trailer, I was surprised at like how kind of atmospheric they were going for. It was strange because like, you know, like the big selling point of the game is all right, it's Bungie, it's gonna be gameplay, and obviously there's gonna be like a certain level of quality to the world building, but the first long bit of the trailer, like they weren't showing off all too much in terms of like how the game actually plays. Like they were doing this big like atmospheric thing and it reminded me a little bit of the opening of like all the AVP games. Like every Alien vs. Predator game, the Marine campaign has to open up with this like 5 minutes, 10 minutes of just, you know, tension building before before shit actually happens. And so I was kind of not quite piqued, but confused, but interested in that approach.
But Bungie have always done that kind of experience where they build some tension and then they go, oh, big fight, and more tension, big fight, and they're quite good at doing that seesaw, and it works, I'll be honest. I've played through some of the Halo games, and they're like, okay, they're okay.
Well, yeah, you need, I mean, just in almost any medium that, like, happens, like a film or, you know, music, you need that contrast between tension and release.
Yeah. It's something that Call of Duty has classically not done very well, or at least for a while it hasn't done it particularly well.
Yeah, yeah. You can't, it's something that goddamn Star Wars, well, the recent ones, fucked up so bad because it's just more and more shit thrown at you.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I'm done.
So let's move on now to, final thoughts on Sony. What would you give them on an arbitrary scale of G to H?
I would give them a Y.
Why not?
There you go.
Oh, no.
I'd give them an ampersand.
Yeah, that works for me as well.
Yep. Okay, then. So EA, Plants vs. Zombies, lol, so random, Horde tower defense games, played out boring, I don't like it.
Bah. Yeah, it looks pretty fucking stupid.
I like Plants vs. Zombies. I like multiplayer tower defense games. I will be interested in Plants vs. Zombies multiplayer. Yeah.
It doesn't actually look bad.
Plants vs. Zombies originally wasn't bad. It just seemed like my cup of tea.
It kind of looks like the gameplay will be derivative, but it'll have that pop cap sheen on top of it, which will make it entertaining.
We're talking about
pop cap make entertaining games. They do. It's sad.
Garden Warfare, yeah.
Yeah, Garden Warfare.
No. They've been bought by EA now. They're beyond that. I'm sorry.
They've been part of EA for a while.
EA.
Yeah, but what was the last game you heard of after they got bought by EA?
It'll be interesting to see how it turns out, but PopCap have been good thus far. Usually it takes EA a couple of games to ruin a studio. So
yeah, but you see I'm hopeful that the next two or three from PopCap
will still be decent. Peggle 2, Plants vs. Zombies 2, and Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare should be okay. You might start seeing Bejeweled 4 microtransaction DLC to get the blocks that you need in certain places or whatever else. I don't know.
No, what's going
to
happen in they're going to have, like, transsexual zombies or something now.
Oh, God, no. Remember, any kind of attack you make on EA in this podcast will be interpreted as a threat to the LGBT community.
Yeah,
LGBTQI.
Yeah,
so dude. Mike, you need to do it.
Okay. So coming from my non-biased have sex with men opinion, I'm not that interested in Garden Warfare. I thought the disco zombie could have used more chest hair. And just in general, those color schemes are a little played out. Mm. And I was shocked. Like they had just announced this. They had announced that they're working on The Sims 4, and I was kind of shocked that they didn't show off something at E3 for that.
Yeah, I think it's a bit early. I think it's a little bit early for that yet.
Still, yeah. You would think they would hype up Sims as soon as possible, because that's one of their biggest selling franchises.
I don't think they need to hype it up, I'll be honest. I don't think the audience that watches E3 are that interested in The Sims, and I think they know
that.
The Sims will sell like hotcakes regardless. Yes. It will sell like hotcakes, and that's because there is some fun to be had in it, which is somewhat amusing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I actually like The Sims.
Yeah, I like The Sims.
It was one of the few, like, novel game concepts that's come out.
Yeah.
Well, that's been out in a while. I mean, obviously, like, it had terrible sequel decay, but, you know, that's EA for you. But yeah, I liked how subtly dark it could get.
Subtly.
Yes. Suddenly we are blocked in this room and there's a fire.
Oh no! See, you're not going for the long torture. You're not making like a politician who has gay affairs and just comes home to pump kids out of his wife. So she gets stuck in this weird zone where she's too hungry to sleep and she's too tired to make food without burning the house down. And eventually, as she's balancing herself between these two things, you know, her bladder's going down. And so right before she passes out on the floor, she pisses herself. And then one of her toddlers, you know, just... emergent AI, I love it, just wanders over to the puddle of piss and starts splashing around in it.
Oh my god.
What the
fuck? That is our fan fiction for the afternoon.
That's the afternoon now.
Yep, that's the fan fiction.
Play evolved.
We're done. No fan fiction.
That's amazing.
We got it right there.
Actually, I want Woody Got Wood for the fan fiction.
Excuse me? No, what? You know, I'm not even going to ask. Next thing.
No, wise choice. A wise choice.
I could pull up something from Boiled Alive.
So, yeah, there you go. EA, not LGBT friendly. They showed Star Wars Battlefront.
Did they?
Three seconds.
Which was just called Star Wars Battlefront.
Yeah, which
by the
is
way.
Another one of those games that's a sequel to a game that drops all why do you think we put numbers on things? Why do you think this podcast has numbers on the labels? Why have I just released every episode as gentlemen discussing video?
Pretty sure they're gonna.
Don't
make
put
it
a number
remake.
On this episode, Kat. Just don't do it. We'll reboot it.
No,
we'll be
gone
for the episode.
It has to be, and since there's less people in here, and it's like a true reboot sequel. Yeah. It's gonna have less features. And we can call it The Gentleman Discussing Video.
Yes. The.
Yeah, my predictions for The Battlefront, it's going to be like every sequel that moves into a new engine. There are going to be a shitload less features. Everything's going to focus on visceral, cinematic, mature experiences for core gamers. Yeah, it's gonna be Battle of Hoth. All the AT-AT things will be controlled via QuickTime. There will only be a limited number of AT-ST slots. There's gonna be Battle of Hoth, Battle of Endor, playable Ewoks, but it's gonna suck.
playable Ewoks already sucked.
Yeah. And then it's going to be those two from the original trilogy, and then the rest of it is going to be made up shit from the prequels.
Also,
if you want your
Stormtrooper to be more accurate, you need to buy DLC.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm actually more encouraged about it than I am when Battlefield 3 was announced, though, because at least it's being designed for consoles that can handle 64 players or more.
That's true. That's
so
that's
there is
definitely
this, at
true.
Least. So I'm a little bit more encouraged than I am, and I enjoyed Battlefield 3, I'll be honest. I can play online multiplayer man shoots and not get bored. As long as I'm playing with friends. And yeah. I'm cautiously, I wouldn't say optimistic, I'm not pessimistic about it yet until I actually see some footage that isn't 3 seconds long.
I can't wait to. I really hope they properly implement stormtrooper accuracy.
Yes, you can't get anything ever. You're not allowed.
Oh my god!
Not allowed to hit anything.
I love that they just said in the movies these blast points are way too accurate for sand people.
Then after that was Need for Speed. That guy who's in Breaking Bad, who's also in the Need for Speed film,
came on stage,
and he was all like, "Hey, I'm a gamer, just like you," in that incredibly shitty, patronizing way that really pisses me off.
Not Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul, the younger guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I was about to say that, like, pretty much anything that Bryan Cranston says can come off as arrogant.
The guy was probably smoking meth when he thought Need for Speed would be a good movie idea.
Oh, yeah, it's tight shit.
He probably was like, "Hey, I'll get some money from EA because I don't care about my image."
Yep, there you go.
Gamers.
You know what? That was actually probably the worst acting performance Aaron Paul's put on trying to care about EA games.
I don't know. He did a pretty good job conveying someone who just got a big ass paycheck.
Yeah,
and smoked a lot of coke.
Smoked coke.
Come on, man.
Hey, man. My brother smoked three whole marijuanas, and now he's gay.
I think we know that Fallout is not cool warning. Enough to do coke because he thinks you smoke coke.
Yo, yeah. Oh my god.
So anyway, then Dragon Age Inquisition, virtually nothing shown, I think.
I know, that one, not even gay sex.
One Morgan's in it, and so everyone's going to buy it.
Morgan's
in it, and she's bisexual now, so everyone's going to buy it.
Yo, seriously?
She's trisexual, motherfucker.
Yo, Morgan was in it, and it was like poison for my boner. Morgan?
But will it take my save files? That's the question.
Oh, yeah, if I could import my save files to so it could remember that at one point in that game, I was just like, oh, I have a bunch of extra gold, and I'm gonna sleep with the male dwarf prostitute as much as I can.
I won't be buying it for a long time after release unless it gets spectacularly good reviews from people that I know who have played
it. You mean IGN?
I won't be buying it.
I'll take a look at it after some time has passed. Dragon Age 2 soured me very, very much.
Dragon Age 1 was okay, but when they said it was a spiritual successor to Baldur's Gate, that raised my expectations for it way too fucking much.
Yeah, I've stopped listening to hyperbole. I really liked some of the things it did with combat that they took out of Dragon Age 2. Which just really, really vexed me. It really vexed me. They turned it into Dynasty Warriors, essentially, just mashing buttons and such.
Yep.
And enemies appearing out of nowhere and such. They traded individual enemies being threatening for just mobbing you with stuff. And I just found that obscenely dull.
I didn't like the level scaling that they consistently did throughout the first one. That kind of bothered me. It was very un-Baldur's Gate.
Level scaling, as in where enemies like get stronger depending on what point in the game you are.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Like you could do. All right. So it's standard Baldur's Gate formula where you have the initial intro and then you have three like separate areas that you have to go to. It was pretty good design because each one represented a decent challenge, no matter what level you were at, and it wasn't just because of scaling up hit points and shit. You know, there was different skills you needed for it. You know, you actually had to swap out your wizard's spells and actually approach it with some tactics. But with this, it was just like, do I have the right? Do I have enough? You know, points in pure damage dealing skills, and is my gear like level appropriate, and that's it.
I found that it depended on what you were fighting. If you went through the main quest, you would encounter what you just said there, but there was stuff around the periphery, like all the revenants, so the liches, that were actually challenging and engaging, and I found one of those in Dragon Age 2, and I thought, oh crap, it's on now, and then it just died in about three hits, and I went, huh. So that's the way it is it?
Yeah.
And I was disappointed.
Optional fucking bosses was, god, one of my favorite things in the Baldur's Gate series.
I do enjoy a good optional boss, especially when they're balls to the walls hard.
Especially when they're optional.
Especially when they're optional. Exactly. Because you don't have to do it, and that's absolutely fine. And that's to my mind, that is pretty much how you should make games and create the challenge that is almost impossible but isn't actually impossible. You put it in as something optional. You don't leave it in as something in the main area. But that's fine. I don't mind
very
that.
True to
speaking of which there, Dark Souls 2 had a trailer and some gameplay footage from
Heavy Metal trailer.
And I am happy!
I still haven't seen it.
It looks good. They also apparently they had a challenge on the show floor where if you got through the gameplay test area and then beat the boss, they'd give you like a t-shirt and such.
Another
throughout the 5 days, no one was able to do it. No one made it through. Even the guy who was there all day.
Regular people were able to.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Like, some people did get the shirts.
Oh, wow.
None of the journalists were able to do it.
Okay, that makes sense. There aren't very many normal people. I say normal people at E3, are there? I think it's like a press invitation only or press only.
Sort of, yeah.
That's funny because, like,
normal people at E3.
I know, exactly.
Fucking journalists can't play video games, man.
Yeah, well.
Dark Souls is just generally hard anyway, so I can understand that.
It's not that hard. It's only hard as, like, Mario Bros.
Yeah, well, not
the original Mario. Exactly.
It's hard enough if you're on a show floor, though. If you go to an expo or something, you try playing games, it's hard. I've been to the Eurogamer Expo a number of times, and I can't play games when I'm there. It's a combination of standing up and bright lights and loud noises and everything else just turns me right off from playing games properly.
It's like a Disney park ride, except
exactly,
not as great of a payoff.
But yeah, it's nice to see that it's shaping up nicely, and the challenge is still there by the look of things. So,
I liked Dark Souls' approach to difficulty because it conveyed what you were supposed to do, and it always gave you that second chance. It punished you when you got like super excited and adrenaline and like rush ahead.
I'm just gonna rush ahead here. No, you're not, because there's three enemies around this corner. Around it.
All of a sudden, you thought you were invincible. No, you have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Riot would call that an anti-fun feature.
I like it when a game punishes mistakes. I don't like it when a game just goes, oh, dead now. There were some sections of Ninja Gaiden that I didn't like that did that, essentially. Off-screen rockets and such that just is like, and I'm supposed to see that coming?
Like the original Ninja Gaiden is here?
No,
or what?
No, the ones on the Xbox and upwards, where they...
Ninja Gaiden 3.
Yeah, well, exactly. I haven't played 3, but 2 was very, very much in favor of off-screen rocket infantry, which is infuriating.
Yeah,
but there's difficulty in that you make something that's challenging, and then you present the player with it and go, okay, this is vaguely what you need to do, just go and do it. And then there's, I'm just going to spam enemies here and hope for the best.
It wasn't just spamming, it had really, really enemy placement.
It had great enemy placement, but then it didn't give you the tools in terms of the camera and such to actually look at them in Ninja Gaiden 2. So it would spawn like 3 rocket infantry off screen from where you are, and then you wouldn't know that they were there because it hadn't shown you that they were there, and then you just die.
Dark Souls, whoops.
They're just trying to simulate the...
Anyway, E3.
So then they EA Sports came on. It was like, EA Sports, it's in the game. And then there was athletes awkwardly engaging with game producers. And then there was incredibly, ineffably stupid basketball poetry being read on stage.
Yep. Oh, well, yeah. What was up with that?
I thought that was the Xbox conference.
I liked it. No, that was
the
Xbox conference. They had a big
E3 technology.
Ball handling, because I need to handle my balls better.
Good bounce of balls.
Previously, the ball was connected to the hand, but now it can fly free.
Let it fly away.
We got these bounce physics from
Team Ninja. Like them?
It was incredibly surreal, like this, like ball physics and the poetry and the fighting guys, like Cappy Man said. Like the whole thing was just like a weird dream that I had about EA's E3 conference that didn't actually happen.
But then it did.
Yeah,
No one mentions it ever happened. It just went by.
During that basketball poetry thing, a guy I follow on Twitter said, I hope this is the opening cutscene to Barkley 2, and it fits so well.
Yes! They have to get the rights for that footage. They have
to. The rights.
Yes, they do.
They can
Barkley
2
is already coming out.
No, it's not a freeware game anymore. They have to.
They have to pay.
They can't use B-ballers either, but it's going to be a different like area, so.
They can just change 10 words in the poem.
Anyway. Dribble redefined. Madden was redefined. Here on my thing, I've just written, oh my fucking god, sports are so boring, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Then there was UFC.
I'm actually a little bit excited for the more, slightly more realistic things in those EA games.
Yeah, Bob.
But I could have done it 5 minutes ago, so I don't really give a shit.
Bob, why do you do this to me?
I could have done it 5 years ago, so I don't actually give a shit. So fuck you.
Yeah, but if they increase the amount of realism, then we lose comedy gold like this. And if you've not seen this, you really need to watch this.
No. The thing is that the more realistic you try to make something, the more likely it is to fall apart. So more funny things happen.
That's diminishing returns, though, because eventually they'll get it right, and then we lose all of this. I'd quite like it.
No, but then you can just hit people in the throat all the time to get the ball away from them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I love this video. This video is...
The best thing about FIFA games are the uncanny valley.
Yeah. Remember that one gif of, like, one of the soccer players humping the other?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The UFC thing had one wonderfully awkward moment where, you know, they actually had,
one?
Like,
it was one wonderfully awkward moment.
Yeah, it was, yeah, one continuous one. But so this fucking I forget where he was. It was like an EA guy. He was talking about, you know, we really want to give people the knowledge and the experience of what it's like to be punched in the face. There's something visceral, yeah, and intense visceral about that. And you see on one of the UFC fighters' faces, he's just shaking his head like, no.
No, no.
These guys don't play video games. That will never work.
Visceral, cinematic experience.
Well, it's also, it's just like people who have been punched in the face a lot, and they're just like, nah, it's pretty, it sucks a lot.
To be fair, it's good to see that they've been punched in the face. They'd recommend it.
If this game actually did punch people in the face, I would buy it and stream it. I would.
Such realism. Such grace.
Wow, such realism.
Such face.
So fight. And that was the whole thing that EA did. They didn't actually announce or do anything else.
It was
that disappointing series of events.
Is that when it ended?
Peggle 2 is fine for me.
No, it ended with Battlefield, but we've already talked about that.
Peggle 2!
Which I'm content with.
And so, yeah, Ubi didn't have a conference this year. Very peculiar.
No,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
No idea. Totally.
Aisha Tyler's stream was just embarrassing.
Oh, God. Was she that
girlwood
person?
No, that didn't happen. We've just
no, no Ubisoft. We're done with E3 now.
No.
Are you talking about last year's E3 conference?
I have no idea why they didn't do an E3, especially after that last year's one was so well received. They just didn't do it.
Remember that?
Okay, real talk here. If we have nothing more non-Ubisoft to discuss about E3, then I suggest we just move on, because I don't think any of us wants to talk about that dog shit.
No, I don't think we do.
I don't. There's nothing of value there.
Nothing.
But what about the crew? That looks
pretty
good.
Up. Actually, the crew looked kind of cool, but no.
What about South Park?
No.
We've already had this conversation.
Yeah, enough. This is enough. We're talking about Michael Jackson's Moonwalker.
Yeah.
This is the
Can't
game book
club.
Can we
talk about our favorite E3 moment? And then we move on.
No.
Oh yeah, favorite E3 moment. Go while I get the comment section up, because we gotta do that too.
Definitely when Battlefield 4's sound wouldn't work and the guy just looks really pissed off and he goes behind the stage and like whispers to someone and he's obviously like, fucking know what you're doing. You're fired. You're fired from E3 and you're fired from life.
He did not.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree
or
with that.
Shigeru Miyamoto in a barrel.
Yeah.
Wait.
I missed them.
Did we forget to talk about the mic guys who didn't turn off their mics and the guy who wanted to take
them? The break room.
It was EA, wasn't it?
It was both.
They both had a guy with like a clip-on mic that just like was on for the whole thing, and sometimes you could hear them like awkwardly, half-heartedly applauding, like way louder than everyone else.
And like, I thought it started during the Microsoft one, actually. Like, after the
it
sound
was
all
the way through.
Started on the
okay,
Microsoft
it was
through, one.
It was everything.
But the
sound
climax
never stopped, basically, yeah.
Wow.
And then Nintendo had streaming issues, and some people had, Sony had games crashing on stage. It was just the whole thing was technical problems.
How about that Pendragoon game, the sound shit?
Oh, God.
The best thing was the audience came in and provided their own sound effects, which was lovely.
Yeah.
Just kept cheering for it.
Got the most applause.
Yeah, seriously.
I have to go with Mirror's Edge 2 for my favorite moment.
We didn't talk about Mirror's Edge 2!
We do need to discuss Mirror's Edge 2, don't we?
Oh my god.
They did talk about how it's like a prequel, and so she's not going to have the... No, it's not.
It is a reboot.
They have said... It's kind of a reboot.
Okay, so it is a reboot, but then it's
a reboot.
But it's like early on in Faith's history, so she doesn't know parkour too well. So I'm really skeptical of that.
It's gonna be shit, That's next yeah. thing. They showed about it's 3 seconds shit. Of gameplay.
Yeah.
And
the trailer had like more combat in it than actual
running,
free running.
There's white and red. It looks like the original. If it plays like the original, I'll enjoy it. If not, then I'll give it a miss, and that's it.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be good still.
It'll be a cover Please don't be A to jump. Please don't be A to jump.
DICE has like been the only company to somewhat resist the EA bullshit.
What are you talking about, Bob?
Okay.
Have you seen Battlefield 4? Did you see the long series of scripted events happening in confined spaces that they referred
yeah,
to
mostly
as Battlefield 4?
Because they wanted those to happen for that conference.
I'm going to judge Battlefield 4 on the single player, sure. No, fuck you.
Wasn't the yeah. single player. It kind of was the single player.
The multiplayer demonstration was just that. It was a demonstration where they had a series of scripted events that they wanted for that conference
they
to happen.
They scripted them with people.
They did yeah. similar things with the Battlefield 3 reveals that they did and the trailers of those that they did.
Yes,
it won't end up playing much like that. Although it is nice to see that the big buildings can be destroyed. If that is something that you can do with most of the buildings, I'll be
scripted event.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you say that, but there was the scripted event in one of the maps on Battlefield 3 that only happened right at the very end of the game, where a massive thing just fell over and destroyed everything.
Yeah, the aerial tower.
The aerial tower in Caspian.
In
Border.
That one level.
Yes, in that one level. There's a couple of others like that in other levels, but that was happening like right at the beginning of the game or halfway through.
It could be like a rush point was captured, maybe.
Yeah, or something like that. Or they blew. They said that what was happening was tanks were blowing it up from the bottom, which is kind of cool if you can do that. Yeah. Probably a lie, but you could probably see for it all the way down, which would be cool. But yeah.
Yeah, real quick, definitely my favorite was still the Assassin's Creed guy getting stranded on stage.
Oh,
yeah.
And it crashes, and then he's just like,
help!
Hey, wait! And then they just announced the guy from Watch Dogs.
Yeah.
Oh. Whatever, man. Fuck Assassin's Creed.
But pirates.
Can we talk about the that like big multiplayer game that was like a city was deserted and they were talking, and it didn't really come across that the game was a multiplayer game. So you, I thought that. Yeah, it was a single player game.
I thought
and
it was bad.
Everyone
I
was really casual. Even when the fight started, everyone was like, oh, whatever, this guy over there, I guess we should go over here, I guess. And then that helicopter dude show up or whatever.
Yeah, that was funny as shit.
Hey, dudes, what's going on?
funny.
Yes, this is how people act in a war zone.
It's funny.
When playing video games, that is.
It'd be really funny if we had an actual game that had dialogue like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sup, bro?
Yeah, we're so chill.
Sup, bro? Looks
it's
like
just like
shot at, man.
It's like they killed so many people that they don't even know that they're killing people anymore. So they don't
believe
it.
Yeah.
They just look like Mega Man and the Villager.
Super Brothers uses kind of language like that, where it's like a mystical thing, but it uses really breezy language. Like, I found the Megatome, it was awesome, or things like that.
yeah, I just like, oh man, your friend died. It's kind of gay.
Yeah. First, we're going to go through the comments here. Jamie complained that we didn't read his comment last time. I completely forgot. I read your comment, and I was going to bring it up, but somehow I got distracted, and I just forgot to read it. But he talks about how New Zealand is actually pretty good at hip-hop dissing, and he sent us a hip-hop song from New Zealand. Also, there was a guy who says, this is the greatest podcast. You guys are the best.
The breast?
Yeah, we're the breast.
B-R-E-S-T, no A. Bear that in mind.
We're the
no
breast.
AD Maxwell 08, holy crap, I own the Scalar. I got it as a Christmas gift in my stocking. I don't know. I probably forgot that we talked about this. What was Scalar?
Some video game on... Oh, it was MD who was talking about it. Yeah, it was an MD thing. Xbox, no wait. Yeah, PlayStation 2, that's what I said, right? And you're a lizard.
Yeah.
And a shape-shifting chameleon, I mean. Whatever. It was a game.
Deku, dude, please don't be mean to Mega Man. He's been through enough already. I would trade my soul, Rain Man, and the entire continent of China for more Mega Mans and Mega Man Legends 3. China's not a continent, dude.
China's he doesn't own China anyway, to be honest. Let's be honest.
Yeah. He might. You don't know that.
Hey, I know who owns China.
Mega Man.
The free market owns China.
Catsman talked about Mega Man 4. He says he could beat Toadman pretty reliably as a kid. That guy, by the way, is one of the best robot masters. I love that guy.
Yeah, Toadman is so amazing.
Toadman.
His little, like, rain dance.
Rainwood Man.
One third day breakfast. Catman, you're my favorite. And Armando Davalos says, no way, Taco Man for life. He has a laugh that could melt anyone's cold and emotionless heart. He's basically Santa.
He is. He genuinely is. He's so jolly.
All of our viewers or listeners really like Taco Man.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. He's probably the best member of the GLA crew.
You guys haven't even met him in real life either. You should all be jealous of me.
I need to see him
in real life.
Great podcast as always, but there were too many situations in which all people started talking simultaneously and I couldn't understand a thing.
What?
This problem we will never get rid of because, again, you can't know when somebody's about to talk.
Yeah, and also, like, I try and get it, like, maybe 5 or 6 people these days, but I end up messaging everyone, like, hey, be in the podcast, and they don't respond for, like, 5.
You don't message me enough.
Sorry.
Ass.
And then they say nothing for like 5 minutes, so I assume they're not coming, so I move on and message the next guy, and then everyone turns up at 1 minute to the hour when we're meant to be recording. I'm like, shit.
Dushanon, thank you for knowing how great Jocko is, Catman. I don't know what that is either.
He really is. For Christmas 1 year, he got a power strip, and he made a video about it. And he said in that thick Finnish accent, for Christmas, I got power strip. You know, it's amazing.
Is he heavy weapons guy? This is my power strip.
No, it's a Finnish accent so thick that I can't imitate it, and it's also almost incomprehensible.
I see. Man, you should try. Go for your strongest Swedish accent.
What? Should I talk like more like a Swedish accent? Okay, I'm going to read this last comment with a Swedish accent. Giga Cosmo Shark, I've been listening to the podcast at the fitness club, and you guys keep making me smile and giggle. Problem is, I made eye contact with a tanned muscle dude with tribal tattoos and shaved eyebrows while smiling, and after that he's been looking at me for the rest of the session. When I went back to the changing room, the guy was there. Okay, I'm gonna stop doing the accent now.
Is this a fanfiction?
I forgot how to do it.
The fanfiction.
Yeah, so this guy.
This guy listened to
our podcast and he started smiling and he made eye contact with a tan muscle dude. And when he went back to the changing room, the guy was there. He walked across me without saying a word and came out of the room silently. A short moment after I looked down at my feet, I saw a little card on the floor with a name and a phone number written on it.
Oh.
I think I won't go there anymore.
Well, you're in there, mate. Go for it.
I guess I should be grateful to you guys for putting me on the track of the loss of my virginity. P.S. I'm scared.
Oh, man. We're all scared the first time.
And Sean responded with, maybe he just wants to take you out for dinner and dancing.
Sean knows. Sean will know. You should trust Sean. Dinner and dancing.
Anyway, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. We had one comment about it. Oh, actually,
one
two.
Person cared that we no. wanted to do Moonwalker.
Dongs just
Michael
said, that game is
oh,
the-
wait, never mind.
Dongs just said the game is the shit, which I agree. That game's awesome. But Dicky Dude says, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker was the grooviest shit I've ever played. All the MIDI Michael Jackson's music was great, and all the noises Michael himself makes are hilarious. My favorite part was when I charged up the head throw attack, and it made all enemies dance. 10 out of 10,
oh,
it's
God.
Okay.
I remember that. They fucking all go in a dance, and the being dancing kills them or something. It's amazing.
You know there's two Michael Jackson Moonwalker games, right?
Yes, I'm getting there. So first off, we're talking about the Michael Jackson Moonwalker on Genesis, because that's what I played. But there's also an arcade version, which is like
which
more,
is
a more top-down
different.
Thing.
It's a top-down beat-em-up.
Yeah, it's a beat-em-up
what
game.
What the fuck?
I've never seen that. That's
it's
pretty
like,
cool.
Like the other, it's like the half the levels of Contra then.
I sent you guys a link with a lot of screenshots from Michael Jackson's Moonwalker. This is shot from the arcade version in there. It's kind of weird looking. Apparently, it's way worse than the Genesis version, but...
You mean better?
Anyway, so Michael Jackson's Moonwalker is based on the movie Moonwalker with Michael Jackson. Came out in 1988. Back then, people fucking loved Michael Jackson, and they made a movie about him, which was pretty terrible, but it's kind of funny. I've seen it, actually. He turns into a mecha in it.
I've seen bits of it. It looked completely
I have seen
and
the entire thing.
Incomprehensible.
Joe Pesci is the bad guy.
Oh yeah,
he is. I mean, I'm still glad that Smooth Criminal exists because of that movie. Actually,
yeah.
I think
Smooth Criminal was originally a scene from the movie, but it turns into a music video.
Actually, I'm pretty sure that they came up with that and then decided to make a movie around it. Because
like,
I mean,
that is a pretty cool
music video.
It's
fucking awesome.
So anyway, Michael Jackson's Moonwalker is a platformer game. You play as Michael Jackson, you beat up gangsters and zombies, mostly. and dogs sometime. And you have to rescue kids. You have to find kids at different places. Sometimes they're behind doors. Sometimes they're hidden away in cars. But you've got to find all the kids. And when you find all the kids... But by the way, this is before all that happened.
Yeah,
so.
you've got to find all the kids.
He was not found
totally,
by the way.
No,
way.
He wasn't. Wait, you know what? I don't think Michael Jackson wanted to do kids.
He
was a weird guy. And bad parent.
They're female kids, okay?
Yeah, that's true. They're girls. They're different. Anyway,
totally
we find all the kids in a level... Bubbles the monkey appears on Michael Jackson's shoulder and he will point you towards the boss fight. And when you get to the boss fight, Joe Pesci comes out and he says, "Ha ha, you'll never get me." And then you fight a bunch of dudes. And what you always want to do there is spin up your attack, because when you spin up, you start losing health, but it charges up as like a special attack. If you charge it a little bit, Michael will throw his hat. But if you charge it a lot, Michael will make everybody dance, and it's like a screen clearing move.
Wow.
And I would like to include that the dogs will dance, too.
Yes, you can also make dogs dance.
Which scientifically, that doesn't really happen. The only animals besides humans that understand rhythm are birds.
Good
scientifically,
job.
A lot
hey, man, what
of
about,
stuff
what
happens
about
in
penguins?
Moonwalker.
What about happy feet, man?
What about yeah, that dog?
No,
that
penguins are birds, motherfucker.
Penguins are birds. Kanye penguins West. Are birds.
What about Alvin and the Chipmunks?
they just make some mad beats. They don't actually dance.
Here I was trying to have the more you know moment. Yes, I played Moonwalker just now while people were talking. I think it was about like some car shit or something
boring
that happened at E3. Yeah. My typical cigarette breakdown. But anyways, so... I was playing Moonwalker, and yeah, those fucking animations.
Yeah, you can do a bunch of different attacks with Michael. You can like do high kicks when sparkles fly out. You can strike poses to do damage. You can even grab your crotch, which doesn't even do it. Doesn't really do anything. You just do it.
He howls when he does it, though.
Ow!
Ow!
Also, yeah, every level too. It shows stage 1-1, and Michael goes ow, and then the level starts.
Little animated picture of him.
Yeah, it's an animated picture.
Nothing else
going,
moves, just his mouth.
Yeah, it's really weird.
There's no thriller. Even on the zombie level, no thriller music when you get everyone
because
to dance.
I don't think they could get a license for thriller, is
actually,
the thing. But here's the thing, though. If you make zombies dance, then it plays the thriller theme.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
does it?
But it doesn't
but
play in the level.
Depending on certain versions of the game, though different
I think
re-releases.
Some of them have thriller.
The one I played didn't have
some
it.
Versions
thriller,
do,
you.
Some versions don't. It was... change for later re-releases of
this
the game.
Plants vs. Zombies, by any chance?
Yeah, sometimes...
yeah, they had to. They got sued, I think, so they opted to take it out.
So it's kind of, so it's like a Mike Tyson Mr. Dream situation.
It was more that
exactly.
the zombie looked like Michael Jackson, even if the music didn't play it, and they objected to that. Because it did look exactly like Michael Jackson from
I thought,
from
which
from
was
the
weird
video.
Because that game came out just a few weeks before he died.
Yes, which is one of the reasons why they changed it. So they patched it out for later releases, I think. If you still have one of the versions that you could buy from PopCap from the time, it'll obviously still have it, but anything that's auto-updated since won't.
That is
and,
a premonition right
from,
there.
Yeah, and they removed it from any other releases.
Yeah, I thought it was
so.
I thought it was just because he died that they removed it.
No, I
no
think
it was there before.
No, it was there, but they I think
they
got sued
it.
For it, so...
Fuck it, I'm stuck listening to Thriller now.
So there's levels based on different Michael Jackson videos. You go through Smooth Criminal, Bad, I think. The second one is with the gangsters. No, that's not Bad, it's
Beat
It.
A lot
it's beat
of
it.
Michael Jackson videos have gangsters.
It's Beat It. And then there's Thriller. And the last two are, like, caves. And then some, like... What's that called? Technodrome type area. So I don't know. I don't think those last two are based on anything.
They're based on the developers getting really lazy.
It could
yeah,
be based
that,
on
that's what it's based
movie.
On. That's about it for Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, I think. That's all I had to say. Oh, yeah. The credits.
Oh, God. There's more.
Because I actually beat the game.
Oh,
in the credits, it says, hold on, let me bring it up. It goes pretty much like there were like seven guys working on the game, but it says like game design and concept Michael Jackson. So Michael Jackson is the lead designer for the game.
I bet he was really involved. You know, he was really involved with Sega at the time.
Yeah, he brought Sega arcade cabinets onto his tours or whatever.
really involved.
Yeah, he was teaming up with that sheik to try and create a virtual reality wedding chapels.
Do you guys think he wrote that song for Sonic 3?
There are rumors.
I thought it was confirmed that he wrote at least one song for Sonic 3.
Yeah, it was Glacial Peak Zone or something like that. Hold on, Ice Cap Zone, that was it.
Like, some people say that he...
I think the deal was, I'm not sure if he wrote anything, but members of his sound team definitely contributed stuff.
Oh my god.
I heard that he took a look at the sound that the Genesis, Mega Drive could produce, and he was like, wow, this is garbage, I'm not going to write anything for this.
Actually, you can make really good sounds with it, you just have to know how it works, because it works completely differently from others, because it's not like just sound files like other systems.
For the people listening at home, this is the song that he allegedly wrote.
People
just
listening
edit that
at home,
in, please.
They won't see that.
Well, I posted it to you guys too.
It's not loading for me. Come on, load.
It's loading for me, but I only listened to a couple seconds because I'm watching Thriller.
Ice Camp, yeah.
Well,
I do like this song though.
And there's like there's general Michael Jackson-y sounds all the way through Sonic and Knuckles. Like there's people going whoa, whoa in the music. Like that's pretty meant. That's pretty MJ.
Just because fucking had a hard-on for it.
Oh, God, after that extended dance sequence, after he becomes a zombie. God, I love this video.
Well, the best part of Thriller is in the end when it was real, it was all a movie, and then he goes...
Yeah,
and then it
okay,
wasn't.
Baby. And then he turns back towards the camera, and he has red eyes.
Yeah, he has cat eyes, which... Yeah, I mean, yeah, was it? I mean, I guess, oh, yeah.
I'm assuming it's a nod to black and white, black or white, when he turns into a cat at the end, like the alternate ending to Donnie Darko.
Yeah, well, he, I mean, he turns into like a cat, a werecat.
He's got the eyes of a cat and does karate across the stage.
In the opening, like premise setup thing in the movie. But I wish more video games would end like that. Where a character would turn around, have the cat eyes, have the laugh. Good shock twist endings like that could have been in
oh,
so
how
could
I forget?
Games.
Turning into, you can turn into Mecha Jackson in Moonwalker. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
No.
You
collect
your stars, don't you?
I think it's both stage 2 and 3. I don't know if it's in 4 and 5. There are falling star. Well, one falling star in each level, and if you catch the falling star, you turn into Mecha Jacks, and you can fire missiles. But I don't think you can open car doors or anything. So if there's a kid stuck in the car door, you have to wait until it wears off to get him.
Wow.
Yeah, you can just
so you can only get the kids that are
like
out in the open.
Optimus Prime cannot rescue children.
Yeah. Anyway, what would you guys rate Michael Jackson's Moonwalker? Also, I'm gonna let Catman actually pick a game because I just totally hijacked him with a joke, and then we didn't actually pick one last time, so we had to do Moonwalker. But Catman should pick one actually this time that we do for the next episode.
Am I allowed to pick Soda Drink of Pro, or
yes.
Will everyone hate me?
No, pick a different indie game. That just is ridiculous.
It's Soda Drink of Pro. Oh my god. I could always choose Rockman for minus infinity.
No! No one will get past the first screen.
I don't want to do that bullshit. Fuck you.
Too bad. I've chosen it.
Yeah, nobody's gonna play it. Good job.
Well, that's your fault, Bob.
That's your fault.
If you want to be in the video game book club, you have to do what the book club does.
Liar. Now, Mike, I've totally played that game. I've 100% that game. Don't talk shit about that game.
I'm not talking shit about that game. I'm just trying to let people know about the most intense survival horror game ever made.
I think everyone's played Don't Shit Your Pants already.
Yeah. Okay, I played this game called Unnamed.
Suggestions?
What about Maldita Castilla?
Oh, that's really bad. Such a cool game. I would totally support getting more people to play Maldita Castilla. Okay, got a better idea. We all get together and play Elevator Source.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yes. Let's do it.
Yeah. Elevator Source?
Yes.
How will the listeners join in, though?
Fuck them.
Wait a minute. Why don't we just use the GYPTF2 server?
Oh yeah, I convert that into Elevator Source as well. Whatever.
You convert Warsaw.
We'll put the times in the show notes so you know when it goes down if you want to join us.
Elevator Source it is. Lovely.
Yes.
Okay. So, top video picks. This is the season finale of top video picks. So after this, I'm going to reset the score to give everyone a fair chance again until the end of this year.
You mean to give everyone a fair chance against the mastery of Juju?
Yeah, but he's not here right now, so he can't choose. Fuck him.
Ha ha, Juju. Ha ha, we beat you. He's going to win.
No,
anyway.
We didn't actually. He beat us. The scores are from 5 to 1. Catman, 5 points. Mooglepie, 6 points. Reinbach, 7 points. Me, 9 points. And the world heavyweight champion of top video picks, Juju, with 11 points.
Wow.
He is the winner of season 1 of top video picks.
Fucking hell, I came last.
And he's not here. Well, no, you didn't come last.
You came fifth.
Dobby, Westwee, Madboy, and Vashula came last with 0 points.
Lovely.
See, there you go.
What a shame.
That's okay, then.
Shame for the
Does that mean
spray.
I got... Wait, no, never mind.
No, you're disqualified, Bob. You're disqualified.
Yeah.
Go home,
like,
Bob.
I don't have any qualifications.
Bob,
fuck you.
Go home.
You go home.
Anyway, the last couple ones, because we didn't do them, because the results came in so late. Month of, what was it? Hold on.
I don't remember. They all bleed in together these days.
May?
There are no months. There's only years.
There's only ideas.
No.
There's
month
just 52
March. Months. These are...
Gears of War Judgment, 776,000 copies. Not too shabby, because they didn't market it at all. People just buy Gears of War because it's Gears of War. Tomb Raider, 1,091,449 copies. Pretty fucking good first week. And finally, Bioshock Infinite, 1,332,903 copies. That's pretty crazy. This is first
Bioshock
week only.
Bioshock Infinite.
And then month of May. I think we skipped April for some reason. I think I just fucked up. Anyway. Fuse. A pitiful 58,000 copies.
Oh,
did not sell well at all.
Wow.
Resident Evil Revelations, 73,000 copies, and Metro by a landslide, 240,000 copies.
Really?
That did really well. And guess what? Nobody got a free on that one because we all guessed that Metro would sell like shit.
Congrats, Metro!
Congratulations!
Yay!
So you don't sound very happy, Bob.
I'm extreme. I don't ever sound happy.
He never sounds happy.
Bob, be happier.
I'm a lost soul and a tyrant of darkness.
Carry on,
or a torrent of darkness.
So for this month of June, we have Remember Me, Last of Us, Animal Crossing New Leaf. I know the month is already half past, but no sales figures are in yet, so whatever. We all know Animal Crossing sold best, but still.
Yeah, we do. Yep.
So let's go from top to bottom. What do you think sold best? Or what do you think sold best from 1 to 3?
Animal Crossing. Wait.
I still
from top,
wrote
from top to bottom, please. Catman.
Wait your turn. God damn it, Jambalaya. Why do you do this to me, Bob? Why?
I'm not doing anything. Fuck
Why
you.
Do you
it was,
do
it
this
was Chris.
To me?
It was Chris. Fuck you.
No, Bob. You're not going to let Chris take the blame for this one.
Go back to your soda drinker.
Anyway, so Animal Crossing number one. And then what was the one that wasn't the one that wasn't Animal Crossing?
Remember Me and Last of Us.
Last of Us number two, Remember Me number three.
You gotta go?
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Okay.
I completely agree with
that. That is the right answer. You win.
I think we all agree with Katzman. If there's any objectors, say nay.
No. I say nay. Anyone not predicting The Last of Us selling a shitload?
Fuck that game.
Animal Crossing is casual, though. That's the problem.
Yeah, you underestimate the pull of Animal Crossing. And by the pull, I mean literally everyone I know except, like, Dom.
And me.
I bought a 3DS just to buy Animal Crossing.
I mean, in the same sense, just from my sample size, like, no one I know over here in casual America plays or even thinks about that game. So I am really going to say The Last of Us.
It's because of all the housewives, you know. They're the ones that buy it.
So fucking patriarchy.
So, Jambalaya, it's your turn.
I already said I agree with Katzman.
Stop stealing my ones.
I would have done the same thing, you fucker.
No, you wouldn't.
What was the other one?
Ibonis, remember your turn.
Me.
It's. I don't think Remember Me is gonna do very well.
No.
Animal Crossing, like, is all I ever hear GLA talk about now. So I'm pretty much gonna have to go with the same order as Katz.
Mm. All right, Mike, you're gonna go a little Maverick here. What do you say?
Maverick. All right, I'm going to say Last of Us, top Animal Crossing, and then Remember Me.
Mitch.
I'm going to go with Animal Crossing first, then Last of Us, and then Remember Me.
Moogle Pies.
I will go with Animal Crossing at the top.
Okay, this could turn out...
It's what Katz is, essentially.
Yeah. This is going to turn out really good for Mike, or really bad for him.
Yeah.
It's going to be... Well, I think the thing is that Remember Me isn't going to be top three.
But at
I
least think someone's going to
do it. Oh, yeah, everyone agrees.
Oh, yeah, so either everyone gets 1 point and Mike gets three, or everyone gets 3 points and Mike gets one. So we'll see. Anyway, that's the top video picks.
So Juju is now crowned champion, and I can send him his copy of Your Doodles Are Bugged. I can send
him. Yeah, go ahead. I still have no idea what that game is.
You better stream. It doesn't matter. You better stream. It's a great game, the greatest game that's ever been created by mankind.
Yeah,
that's all we need to know.
So, everyone, thank you for listening to this special E3 episode of Gentlemen Discussing Video, and thank all of you for taking part. We'll be back in 3 weeks' time, as per usual. Until then, you can catch up with us at lunchtime.org.uk and gatheryourparty.com. Hope to be playing Elevator Source with you at some point during that time. And yeah, see you next time. Bye, all.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So, Katzman, remember how I talked about Waluigi Pinball in the very beginning of this podcast?
Yeah.
Well, that song has been stuck in my head for the duration of this podcast, and it's horrible.
Mine too. What have you done? It only started coming out when we were talking about Michael Jackson. God damn it.
I need to add that to the GW playlist.
It's still not as good as any of the WarioWare songs that happen just in between the games that happen.
Yeah, fucking the one with disco and dogs.
Oh, how'd that God, go? And cats as well. Jimmy P. It's Timmy.
Jimmy T and Jimmy P.
I'm so sick of people acting like there's a difference between fun and serious or whatever. We're saying that serious can't be fun. Like with the Smash Bros. Thing earlier.
Well, it's because they think that, like, fun... Like, they think that engagement equals fun or whatever. Like, engagement's a much better word because it doesn't have this connotation of being lighthearted.
Bleh. People. Ruin my games.
Shut up. You ruin every game. Unless it's a fighter or a shooter.
Or... I play a lot of fucking games. I don't ruin shit.
You hate every game. Come on.
No, I do not. No, I do not.